Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hard for boys and nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
I cannot believe this. As I just clicked the record button, but it is time for episode 200.
Yikes.
Oh,
woo-hoo!
Yeah. And if I was any more nervous about this collection of gentlemen I have.
You know full well this is never going to see the light of day.
Oh, whatever. This is going to see the light of day because nobody's going to be wrong. Because I have professionals on here. But we have seven people on the show, six if you ask Wombold.
That's how modest I am. I don't even count myself as part of the show.
But with us, I'm just going to go in the order that it's listed on my screen. We have Frustrated Fury, Drew Leachman's with us.
Hello.
We have constantly requested Terrence Johnson, Professor Chaos is with us.
What's up?
That's right. And we have the Wombat Ryan Wombold.
Hello.
We have Michael Futter.
Hey.
We have Gamescon, Jason Gambro.
Greetings, programs.
And finally, we have John W.
Last as always.
Yep. That's how it's
that's what she said.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. John, like you sounded like you were really anxious to get the first one in there.
Sound
dude, I don't care what anybody says. That's what she said. That is the response.
We're going to go away from the normal flow of the show. There will be no fondling, which means the show will be about 3 hours shorter. Unless Gamba starts talking about his fondling, I don't know.
I only played one game this past week.
Okay, well that's good because you're not going to get to talk about it.
Clouds in the sky.
I bet it was Clouds in the Sky. Legend of Heroes.
No,
Dragon Quest VI.
A PS3 game.
What?
Oh fuck!
You turned on a console?
Yeah.
Were you high?
No.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, if you had to think about it, yes, you were. Okay.
A doubt. I doubt that one. I doubt it.
You're a goddamn liar!
I don't think I was, but it may have been something in that. I don't know.
Hold on, I'm going to check my notebook and see if I have any evidence that I can turn that into a lie.
Dude, you can't see his face, so you don't know.
Wait, you're supposed to watch L.A. Noir as you're playing?
Yes.
That can explain why I suck.
Yeah, it usually helps. But, what we're going to do this week is what everybody's doing this week, which is E3. Tons and tons of E3.
Is that happening?
It's happening this week.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's happening right now, man.
Actually, it started happening on, what, Thursday?
Konami.
Or what about The Witcher?
Oh, yeah, that was a leak, though. I don't think that was supposed to actually come out. But
Other than the fact that was CD Projekt's conference call? I didn't know they would leak it.
Well, they were... Look, nothing was as bad
as... it's very advanced.
It's an advanced leak.
They're leaking their own stuff.
That's what they gotta do nowadays.
That's what she said!
It's gonna be one of
you're
those
shows.
You're
leaking your own stuff!
That's nasty.
Oh.
Okay, anyway. But we're gonna start off... We're gonna do predictions, rumors, all that good stuff. What we think is going to be at the show, what we want at the show, and probably mention Killer Instinct at least four times.
There's lots of rumors, man.
No, it's not going to happen. I'm not delusional this year.
On some secret.
Yeah, it's called Avatar Crap.
I, I heard they're
no. There was
in the Metal Gear Solid collection instead of the first Metal Gear Solid.
Don't fucking get me started on I Am So Pissed.
Hey, let's make a Super Mario Brothers collection that include the first Super Mario Brothers. This makes sense.
Listen, I really, like I said, I think that with the anniversary coming up of 25 years of the first game, that they'll probably remaster the original Metal Gear.
They're going to have to remake it, not remaster
it. Well, remake it, that's what I meant, I'm sorry.
Remaster Metal Gear or Metal Gear Solid?
Metal Gear, not Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid's already been remade, like, or remastered a couple of times, hasn't it?
Yeah, but why?
By the same geniuses that made Two Human.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, that's really
and I didn't say it this time.
But that's fine for Metal Gear, but what about Metal Gear Solid?
Which is
Metal Gear Solid.
I argue the best game in this.
That or the third one.
To me, it's without argument.
I love both of them.
The third one was good. I think it would be between 1 and 3 for me. Because
there's all this love for Metal Gear Solid 3, and I just don't see it.
The reason why everybody holds Metal Gear Solid 1 in so high regard is because of the nostalgia factor. You know?
No, I played it 20 times.
I played it 60.
Yeah, I did too, when I was like fucking 15. I mean,
no, I played it last year, and it was still the best of the
I don't know, man. Snake Year was just phenomenal.
He's angry at you.
Yeah, he definitely, yeah.
My thing with Snake Eater has nothing to do with the game itself. It has everything to do with my frustration over having to buy three different copies, and none of them worked as far as saving my game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
No, it's your fault.
Everything
your
else
fault.
Saved on my memory card just perfectly, but for some reason, Snake Eater, three different copies of the game wouldn't save on my memory card.
Snake Eater.
I remember. Did you ever think about changing your memory card?
What's that? I did. Yeah, I tried two different memory cards, and it corrupted the file every time.
I will say this about Snake: it has one of the most memorable moments of any of the games in the series, and that's when he's climbing the ladder towards the end of the game, and the music kind of fades in, like the Snake Eater theme. That was really cool.
Snake Eater.
Yeah, I still sing that song.
I bet you do in the bathroom.
That's right. Into the shower head.
Okay.
Your mom's here.
But we're not
going
snap. That was early. Anyway, so since we've already had lots and lots of stuff, it feels, I know a lot of people are like, well, what else is left to talk about? At this point, we've already had, what, 10, 15 games announced?
Yeah, the list is
You've got the Contra remake, you've got more Castlevania DLC, you've got the MGS collection, the Zoe collection.
They're all old games, though.
Yeah, the only game that Konami actually fully announced...
Oh, God.
...that it wasn't a sequel or a sports iteration was Never Dead. And that game, I wanted to hurl when they were showing the dialogue scenes from the 500 years ago thing. I literally... was like, what is this? If the entire game is like this, I'm...
What game is this?
Never Dead.
Never Dead.
Oh, they didn't announce that game. That game has already been announced.
Yeah, but they actually showed a lot of it in the pre-recorded presentation.
Yeah, and I think the dialogue was announced last year.
Yeah. The dialogue is just really bad, and then it kind of cuts to the present day, and it's even worse.
Yeah, but that's fine, because I'm not playing that for a Shakespearean story. I'm playing it for action, and it looks awesome. The dude, like, detaching his parts and rolling your head around to grab your arm and throwing. That looks cool. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it's supposed to be cheesy.
With your head?
Well, I liked Katamari Damacy, so yes, I'll do that. That's fine.
So there.
That's fine. Right. And then I know THQ announced a bunch of stuff, including the sequel to Metro.
And yep. Darksiders.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I have to go play back and play Darksiders 1. I know I'm missing it.
I need to finish that game.
Great game.
Dude, the game was incredible. So it's like, what's left?
Well, Telltale announced that Michael J. Fox is going to be in the last episode of Back to the Future.
Well, I'm just going to take the high road there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey. So many jokes.
Thank you.
I love Michael J. Fox. I do. I just decided to take
Family Ties was a great show.
I love Back to the Future. So, I just... high road. But Microsoft's up first, and I know they're probably the biggest secret.
And I think that secret's going to be crap.
Well, I that's what we're about to talk about, Drew.
Okay. Well, I just want to go and get that out there.
Okay. You
shock.
So, let's do this as in a pattern, and let's see what everybody thinks about Microsoft. Since Drew, you're up on the top left of my screen.
Okay.
I will go ahead and let you start, and anybody can interject and talk about it, and then we'll just pass the ball.
That's what she said.
Oh, fucking hell!
That's not funny when I don't say him.
Okay, John, your arrogance is noted.
Microsoft. I want to say that they're probably ahead as far as console sales and stuff like that. Obviously, above the PS3, but they're lacking in a lot of stuff. Particularly in software. And I believe that they really need to pull something out of their ass, and they have the most to lose at E3 if they don't announce some stuff. Now, granted, I do believe that they will announce a ton of stuff, a lot of games. The problem is most of those games are going to be Kinect functionality, and that appeals not to me. So, I think... They may actually have some cool stuff. I mean, yeah, but right now, what they got? They got Gears 3?
Gears 3 and Forza 4.
Forza 4.
Are the guaranteed to be their games.
But, I mean, obviously they're going to have a lot of Kinect stuff. They're going to have to push Kinect. I mean, it's a given. Think about it. What do you play Kinect for right now? If anybody who owns a Kinect, if you play it, what do you play? You play Dance Central. That's it.
Yeah.
But hasn't that sort of... But
I actually play
now.
Michael Jackson on mine, actually, but that's fine.
What's a dancing game?
Yeah, it is. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Don't you all think that boat sailed now with the fact that Nintendo are actually not really focusing on the Wii? Has movement, sort of motion-based controls gone out the window now? Or?
I guarantee you Nintendo's new console will support motion.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
Console supports motion.
if Microsoft can come out with a couple, at least three hardcore games, possibly new IPs, I would really wish that we get some new IPs instead of just a bunch of sequels.
Well, I've heard of one.
You've heard of one new IP?
One new game that they're rumored to be announcing. It's called Crimson Alliance, I want to say.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's the rumored game. I don't know really what it is.
All right.
So I know there's that one rumored, and then of course the Halo HD.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
So, and I'm sure they're going to focus a lot on things like Mass Effect 3, even just because of their little envelope that they sent out for their press passes. You've got
there's a Star Wars thing.
Well, that's probably obviously Kinect. Lara Croft is on it. Batman, GLaDOS. Of course, lots of references to Halo universe.
Yeah.
Didn't I hear a Fable Kinect rumor?
Yeah, there's a Kinect rumor for everything. Kinect, Fable, Kinect, Gears of War.
Halo.
Mass Effect 3 uses Kinect.
Ghost Recon Future Soldier's going to be using
Kinect. I mean, it's ridiculous. Everything is better with Kinect.
Oh, Forza 4 is using Kinect. Can you imagine playing a competitive racing game with Kinect?
Well, Forza 4, the one motion thing they've added that I know of is head tracking.
That's kind of cool.
So you can, look around while you're driving?
Well, except if you turn your head away from the screen...
Well, it'd be like when you put your Wii remote down in Metroid Prime...
Yeah.
Samus kind of got all crazy on you.
Well, I think it's great if you're playing in a room, that's 360 degrees, but you've got one screen in front of you. So if I turn my head to the left to look out the side window to see the guy next to me, I'm not looking at the screen.
Well, you don't have to turn your head the full left. I mean, come on.
Right. I don't think it's going to be, because that would be ridiculous.
It's not one-to-one.
Right, I think you could just tilt your head a little bit and it'll...
You look out the window, hey, how's it going?
So you look like a dog asking a question?
Dude, if you could flip people off, in an online race. That'd be awesome.
But I think Microsoft, more than likely, what I think they're going to be leaning more toward is media, multimedia stuff. You know, because I heard that there's a rumor saying that they may announce a television
IPTV
service. Mm-hmm. And I think I wouldn't say they're going away from gaming, but they're trying to expand the system itself more than they are just hey, this is a video game console.
Well, do you want me to give you a list of rumors?
Not yet. Let me comment on what he just said.
Go right ahead, sir.
Their original approach to the 360 way back when they announced it, was that they said they wanted it to be the center for all of the entertainment and everything that families do. So if they do announce the IP server or the TV service or whatever, that's just them further trying to get to where they said they wanted to go in the first place, which I think they've done a good job of that so far. Adding the Netflix and the Hulu Plus and all this other stuff. Of course, it's not replacing a Blu-ray player because for obvious reasons, but adding, the TV service would just be one step of them, like I said, getting it to where they wanted to go when they announced it back in 05 or 04, whenever that was.
That's true.
I have a list of rumors of things that are going to be featured, system features. Obviously, the big rumor coming around 3D. Microsoft's going to announce that the system will support 3D with a patch.
Oh.
Zune features integrated into Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody has a Zune.
Yeah.
I have two, actually.
They don't reproduce, man. You can't just put them in a room. That's the only reason I could think of to own two of those things.
That's why I had to. I was
Zune babies?
He's trying to breed them.
Exactly.
Like Pokemon.
That's
oh, shit.
No.
I'm going to be good.
A Kinect community site for users and developers. Something called Project Orapa, which combines Xbox Live, Kinect, and IPTV into one thing.
Project Parappa the Rapper?
Not Parappa. free-to-play games on XBLA. Dungeon Fighter Online basically seems confirmed. And finally, a new tier of Xbox Live called Xbox Live Diamond.
But that's tied with the TV thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, IPTV. IPTV. So that would be interesting to split it into yet another tier of online.
That totally sounds real.
Yeah.
It does.
That's the thing about it. That sounds like somebody has obviously looked at this and said, yes, this is happening.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to bet that Infinity Ward or Activision comes out and shows Modern Warfare 3 in 3D?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that one bit.
To bring out their 3D support stuff. Be like, hey, look, you can play Call of Duty on Xbox 360 with the best multiplayer, with Kinect, and 3D.
Well, you could do that with Black Ops.
Not with Kinect.
Well, what do you fucking do?
Hey, some people
you say
care.
That, but hey, they're trying to push this Kinect thing.
Yeah, but you, and maybe I'm confused at how you all are saying it, but you are saying that, and I like Kinect, first of all. I don't think you can play Call of Duty and other first-person shooters with it. I don't think that they're trying to make us use Kinect in order to play it, but it'll have some sort of functionality, whether it be voice command over your squad, which would kind of be cool, or some sort of gesture or something like that. I think that that's a good way to go with it, to integrate it into those other games, rather than completely force people to say, okay, now stand up and turn all around to shoot your gun and all this other random stuff.
And do the hokey pokey.
Well, yeah, if it's just voice stuff, I mean, if it ends up just being voice stuff, two responses, to that potential announcement is, number one, there was this little game called SOCOM that came out on the PS2 a long, long time ago. And then there was N-War and any other number of games that have integrated voice commands. But second, why would I want to use the Kinect for that? I mean,
that's exactly what I'm trying to get to, is the fact that if they're not pushing Kinect to play these hardcore games, they're going to end up just like the Wii and have all the Kinect games be shovelware.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid that we're headed in that direction.
Oh, what are you talking about? They're bringing Fruit Ninja.
Well, Carnival Games. I'm fucking pre-ordered and paid off.
And when you get a chance to build a buddy.
Well, I think they're also going to announce, they're finally going to announce that Kinect chat thing, the Kinect, or the Avatar Kinect.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to show it off.
I'm sorry, am I the only one that feels like that's completely fucking stupid?
Yeah, well,
no,
I think
not.
My general point, really, you know, when you look at Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, although Nintendo's going to be for a slightly different reason, is I'm not really excited about any of the console announcements. I don't, you know, NGP, it's like, all right, you know, I'm show me what the game lineup is. I'm more interested to see what the game is. Microsoft, at this point, unless you can really show off a hardcore game working out well with Kinect, but I gotta feel like, you know, it's got to be designed with Kinect in mind, as opposed to it being an additional feature for it to really be good. And Nintendo Project Cafe, it's like, it better wow the fucking pants off me, because after the Wii and then the 3DS's abysmal support.
Wait, you're wearing pants?
Well, if I were.
I gotcha.
If I were, I would appreciate someone to wow them off of me. In one motion, actually.
Okay. Were you in the NBA?
Yes.
So. What about the million-dollar question that everybody's been asking, but everybody says is more than likely not going to happen? Do you think Microsoft will even mention anything of a new console?
No.
Really? No. I think they will.
No, I do not believe they will, because if they do, they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yep. I don't think Sony's not going to mention a new console either.
No. The truth is, apart from the NGP.
Other than the NGP, right. I'm talking about home console. So I don't think Microsoft's even going to mention it. I don't think Sony's even going to mention it, because they're not ready to show it. Why mention it? Everybody knows they're working on their next generation stuff. I mean, it's just common sense.
But and what on earth would Xbox or Microsoft want to announce a new console when they're currently on top of the world with this one?
Right.
And pushing Kinect.
And pushing Kinect. Right. Mm. I mean, that's kind of their priority right now. My feeling is that we're going to see very weak showings from even Nintendo. I mean, unless Project Cafe has some, you know, magic feature. Well, I mean, the problem is that, you know, when everybody talked after E3 last year, everybody said Nintendo won. 3DS blew us away. Mm. And yet, here we are a year later, looking at what happened with the 3DS, the launch, and the poor support. I mean, it's been a lot of time. The launch window has passed, and there's not even a whole lot that we're hearing about.
I've already made up my mind. I'm not getting a 3DS, period.
Yeah, and I remember talking to you last year after E3. You and I had pretty much said, we're getting a 3DS when it launches. That thing looks amazing. And, you know, a lot has changed. I expect that Microsoft is going to have a fairly low-key presentation, with the exception of Kinect. I think Sony is going to have a low-key presentation, with the exception of NGP, and pushing their first-party titles. And they do a lot
of their games.
Yeah.
And apologizing for, you know, taking my money, you sons.
Oh,
I mean, sorry. Yeah,
Sony had better hope that, you know, this shit is ironed out by the time Monday rolls around. Because people are still having issues with the store. My feeling is that next year's the year that we're going to get blown away by Microsoft.
Now, let me ask you this, because Microsoft has done it 2 years in a row. Two years ago, they announced, hey, Final Fantasy 13 is coming to the Xbox as well. Last year, they had old Hideo Kojima come out and say, guess what, Metal Gear is going to be on the Xbox. So, are they going to have a new exclusive guy come out and say, hey, guess what, fucking get ready to see Uncharted on the 360 or some shit like that.
Dude, I don't think there's anything left.
I don't think it's going to be Uncharted, but... I
know, I'm just an example.
No, I got you. I think that they kind of have to, and I was having this conversation with someone the other day, with the way the economy is, it's just not cost-wise to have stuff only on one, you know, on one system. Not for the third-party developers. Like, they can't just, like Insomniac and whoever else, they can't just continue to support those one systems. They have to branch out to make their money back, because, you know, it's expensive to make these games.
Didn't Insomniac say they were going to make something for the 360?
They're going to announce, I've heard at E3, they're going to be announcing their multi-platform title. So if it's part of Microsoft
it's not. It's not.
It's part of the EA. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and what's annoying is that despite the fact that market pressures force most of these developers to develop for both consoles, you're still going to have a lot of people on either side that get mad at them and call them traitors and betrayers.
Oh, man, I got into it with a guy yesterday on Twitter. Ken saw it. fucking that guy. All right, so they announced Metal Gear Solid, you know, collection, and they said for the 360 and the PS3, and this guy said the 360 doesn't deserve that collection. I was like, why? They said because it was originally on the PS2. I was like, you do realize Metal Gear started on the NES, right?
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
And then he was like, well, yeah. And he's like, they should have bought a PS4 or a PS3 because they if they wanted to play Metal Gear Solid 4. I'm like, well, yeah, but what you're saying is I don't want you, an Xbox owner, to enjoy this video game because you own an Xbox. That's stupid.
It is stupid.
Well, and that's the way the world goes.
Not racist, but systemist, I think.
Yes, systemist.
I don't know if that's a word, but I'm just
saying. It is now.
The only thing they're trying to do is justify a purchase. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Systemists.
Yeah. Damn systemists.
I hate them.
Man, you're a systemist.
God. Okay, so I will move up the list to Terrace. Do you have anything that we have not talked about yet about Microsoft?
No, just because, I mean, I don't really know what to expect from them. I hope in my heart of hearts that, you know, we haven't heard anything because they have stuff that's going to blow us away. I do think that a lot of that stuff is probably going to be, you know, either fully Kinect-based or, you know, what is it, functioning with Kinect? What do they say?
Better with Kinect.
It's better with Kinect.
Yeah, I think
it's a lot of it's ripped for her pleasure.
Awesome.
There you go.
But yeah, outside of that, I don't know. I mean, I have things that I would like to see. I would, of course, like to see Killer Instinct. Half the world would like to see Killer Instinct. I just don't understand why or how they're justifying their purchase of Rare, who has this great backlog of titles that they could be making, and they're not doing anything with them. I'd like to see another Conker. I don't know about y'all, but I like the last Conker game.
I love Conker.
Jet Force Gemini. If they would make another Jet Force Gemini, I would be fucking happy.
That would be cool too. That's what I'm saying. Like, they have all these titles that they could have Rare working on, yet, you know, nothing. I mean,
if this conference ends up being a Rare coming out party, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know what I want? I want that that cameo that they were working on.
That stuff leaked from.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that thing looked incredible.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it did.
I'm not afraid to say it. I really enjoyed Cameo.
I loved Cameo.
Never played it.
It's a great game.
Good.
Yeah, you can pick it up for $2. It's worth playing.
Dude, it's worth
Game Club game, maybe?
I'd play it again. It's been a long time.
Phenomenal game. Really enjoyed it.
And it definitely showed off the power of the system. I mean,
which is
to
amazing.
Come out of the gate with that game.
Yeah, the game was built for the GameCube.
Yeah,
right.
All right.
I just remember how impressed I was at how shiny everything was at the beginning of this generation. And what's funny is people use that as a criticism now. They're like, "Oh, it's got that first generation Xbox 360 shininess to it." But I remember the first time I saw a game from this generation, it was Cameo. On an HD monitor, and I remember thinking, holy cow, that shininess is awesome.
Yeah. Perfect Dark Zero was also a very shiny
game. It was a very... That was like the thing at the beginning of this generation was shiny. Look how shiny we can make everything.
Look at our lights and our textures.
Yeah.
Didn't half of that stuff run on the Unreal Engine, though?
No.
No?
No. Most
not really at the beginning of the generation.
Mm-mm. All right, so... I guess, did you have anything else about Microsoft, Mr. Wombat?
No, I mean, I pretty much echo what everybody else said. I think it's going to be incredibly Kinect-heavy, and I think that it's probably, honestly, this is just my gut feeling, I think, honestly, it's probably going to be disappointing.
I agree.
See, and I just don't want to believe that, you know? I kind of think that... But I really, like, it's just like, no, you get away. You get away, thoughts. You get away. I don't want to believe thoughts. That. I really...
Look, Microsoft is the first is the first thing that we're going to see tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
it's
going to
be like being a member of the Polar Bear Club. You're going to be so hard and ready for this conference, you're going to jump into the water, and you are going to trip.
Oh.
That is... We are going to be disappointed, just like... You know, jumping into the cold water.
I feel like I'm going to be disappointed. but I hope to God that I'm not.
Well, I mean, that's what's going to end up happening. They're either going to be hugely disappointing, or they're going to blow our asses away.
Well, and let's not forget how disappointing Microsoft and Sony were last year. I think that Nintendo ran away with E3, partially on the strength of the 3DS presentation, but largely because Microsoft and Sony were Kinect and Move, and they weren't good presentations.
Yeah, they were. But see, you got to think that they, both studios, actually, both of them, should have learned something from that, and they're actually going to shy away from all of the, you know, well, let's continue to push Kinect. I mean, Kinect is already making them oodles of money, and I just hit oodles. Ugh. Anyway, they're
already dirty mouth.
They're already making them a lot of money. So, you know, I don't think they still have to bring it to the forefront as much. Sure, show me a Gears of War that's better with Kinect. I may not use Kinect to make it better, but that's fine. So, just, you know, show us some other stuff besides Kinect.
Give us something.
I want to actually make the chainsawing motion with my Lancer.
Okay.
That's how you actually rev up the Lancer with the Kinect version of Gears. You go,
okay. I'm gonna get that sound effect and put it somewhere. All right, so
I'm sure you won't have to, because I'm sure somebody will.
Yeah, that's the way it happens. Okay, can you stop for a second and tell me if you have anything else?
That's the new puzzle quest. Anytime the show starts getting slow or there's a break in the action.
Did you see the Star Wars crow that Fixer made?
You know what?
Yeah, awesome.
My iPhone, and I haven't had a chance to look at it on a computer yet.
Oh my god, it actually
is hilarious.
The last line is Puzzle Quest. That made me think of that.
Awesome. Do I have anything else? No.
Yes, okay.
Kind of covered it.
Jason, you've been relatively quiet.
Well, that's just because I enjoy listening to everybody. Let me see here.
Hey, we enjoy listening to you, guys.
That's right.
We enjoy listening to you.
I mean, let's be honest. This show didn't last 200 episodes on the strength of the rest of us.
No.
Jeez. Okay, let me see. Microsoft, I think the overall discussion of Microsoft's press conference... I think pretty much most of us hit it over the head. I think that when they come out, it's going to be either a Call of Duty or a Gears of War presentation. The first, like, one-third of it is going to concentrate on the quote-unquote core gaming franchises. And then they're going to go on to Kinect. And here's the thing. I'm wondering if the whole Kinect thing is going to be either, you know, a bust, or if it's going to actually, you know, be a really cool presentation. Because I would kind of like the Kinect part to surprise us. I kind of want that to be the surprise, like, oh, we're going to show you some Kinect stuff, and everybody starts going, like, you know, rolling their eyes over. But I want them to say, but did you know Kinect could do this? And, like, show some, like, crazy, like, thing where, you know, you're still controlling the game maybe with a controller, but it's, like kind of like Forza, where you just tilt your head a little bit and it tilts the screen. And what if there's, like, several other games that you don't actually control the game with Kinect, but Kinect adds an extra element on top of the already... The already established controls of certain games and franchises.
So let me ask you this: do you then think that Microsoft's big Kinect announcement is going to be, "Hey, guess what? You can actually play Kinect sitting down"?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Unfortunately, I have this really awful feeling that the press conference is going to be more like, "But did you know Kinect could do this?" And then show something really awesome, and then them saying, "Well, it can't."
Like, you can hold up your skateboard and it could scan it, but it won't.
Oh, that's funny, because that's probably what's going to happen. Oh,
that was hilarious too when they did that shit.
My skateboard's in the game.
No, it's
Thank
not.
God, because now I can play Tony Hawk Ride with my own skateboard.
But they hey, that was like a big fuck you to like Tony Hawk.
I forgot.
Then that I want to see from Microsoft. Don't they? I think is it Crytek doing it? That Codename Kingdoms, isn't that exclusive?
Yes.
Okay, I want to see that because they only showed that little, you know, that teaser trailer last year. Well,
that game came out. It was called Infinity Blade on IO.
No.
Kidding.
There's something wrong with you.
Infinity Blade was kind of cool, though.
Infinity Blade was cool, but seriously?
I'm kidding. I'm being a dick.
I'm going to punch you with a dick.
In the tip.
That's right.
Right on.
Go ahead, Gambus.
But, like, after the Kinect stuff, I get this odd feeling that, the television
somebody's aspect. Typing up their dissertation in the background.
Yeah. Somebody's
typing on like an antique typewriter right now.
Four score and 7 years ago.
It's Hold a on. Typewriter from Fringe. Someone's talking to the other side.
Don't spoil that.
I'll have you know, I'm currently writing my next Murder, She Wrote story, okay? That's what it looks like.
Okay, Angela Lansbury. Lansbury
sitting next to you.
I'm calling you Mrs. Potts from now on.
Mute your microphone then, Angela.
I just picture, I mean, I know John does the news now, and after hearing the typewriter sound, I just picture him sitting at his desk with one of those, like, hats with the little press pass stuck in the top of it.
I just imagine him ripping,
blood boiling.
I just imagine him ripping the typewriter paper out and it falls.
You guys are... yeah.
I almost heard the word.
Yeah, I did.
Allowed to say.
I'm sorry, I was under the impression that everybody had heard about the word.
Go ahead. Gambus, go ahead.
Well, it's just that the last part of the conference, I think, will be, Xbox isn't just video games. It's overall entertainment, and that's when they are going to start steering towards the television service, which that part will be definitely the part of the show where everybody sighs and, you know, eyes roll. I'm hoping that it ends with something big and not just a whimper. Like, yeah, Xbox, and then it's over.
I think it'll end, and they'll go, okay, we got one more thing. Here's Halo 4.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's going to happen, too.
Wait, one more thing? Is Steve Jobs going to be giving the presentation?
No, right. Microsoft has always done that.
Yeah. By the way, Final Fantasy 13 is coming, too.
Yeah, and then...
See you guys later.
Final Fantasy 14 on Xbox.
Exclusive.
We will pay you to play this game.
Yep.
Does that work so well for Final Fantasy 11?
Final Fantasy 11.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so John. We come to you, Angela Lansbury. It's your turn.
Well, I mean, I agree with everyone else. I mean, I expect that they'll have all the big guns blazing with Gears of War and Forza and probably get Activision on board for the Modern Warfare stuff, and it'll be Kinect heavy. I can't see the point of this IPTV stuff because I barely use the Xbox as anything other than a games console, so I can't see the hoo-ha about that. They've had 5 years to try and push that. Why bother now?
Yeah.
The only thing I really want to see is an announcement to a sequel for Shadow Complex. That's really one thing that they've kept quiet, which they did with the original. And then, you know, 2 years ago they said, this is what's coming in the Summer Arcade. And I'm hoping they'll do something similar, because I really want to see that game again.
Yeah, that's one thing that nobody ever mentions before the show. And then after the show, it's the one thing we're talking about, is Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is the one service that Microsoft has been number one in and nobody can touch.
And you can probably expect maybe a Trials 2. I mean, that's almost well, it's getting on for a year and a half old now. Maybe that, you know, that's been a massive seller. Maybe you can see something about that. You know, they're probably going to come out with some excellent titles for the Live Arcade or the Summer of Arcade. I just hope Shadow Complex 2 is one of them. I don't think Microsoft's press conference is going to be mind-blowing. As you guys have said, it's going to be Kinect-heavy, and that makes me sad. But at the end of the day, they've spent all of that money creating this tool, and no one seems to be using it. So,
all right. I think that pretty much wraps up Microsoft. So we will see, as this episode airs, we will see if we were right or if we were wrong.
We're probably wrong, just like always.
We usually are, and yeah. You know what, that's what's fun.
I want to be surprised.
I want to be wrong on this account. I do.
I want to be off tomorrow. Wow. Okay.
I'm there with you. I want to be off tomorrow too.
Yeah, I'd love to be off tomorrow.
I want to watch the flipping press conference.
I want to sit at my computer and eat Cheetos and be like, "Oh my god, that's going to be awesome!"
And that's what John and I will be doing.
How is that different than what you do at work every single day, Ken?
What's that?
I said, how is that different than what you do at work every single day?
Because I have my pants on at work.
Oh, gotcha. That's
that would
most of the sense. Time.
Most of the time.
Except on pantsless Thursdays.
Exactly.
No one wears pants then, so it's all good.
No. And sometimes I like to work from home on that day because there are some people I don't want to see without their pants.
I understand.
There's a lot of people I work with that I don't want to see without their pants.
Yeah, this is true. All right, so now we'll move on to Nintendo. And we all know what's going to happen. But the big question is there going to be... What do you think is going to happen because of it? And are they going to announce anything else? And I'll go backwards this time, and I'll start with John.
Thank you. It's a bit of an odd one, really, because there's the rumors that it's going to be a powerful machine that will... keep up with the PS3 and the Xbox, and as being Nintendo, I'm sure there's going to be some kind of gimmick. That are rumours that it's going to be a screen in the controller. I'm not really sure what they're trying to aim for here, because the only reason why Nintendo are still in this business is because of their handheld and the Wii, and I can't see if they come up with a all singing, all dancing HD games console, who's going to want that? You've got one or two in your front room already. What are they going to bring to the table that the other two don't, other than Nintendo exclusives, which, in my opinion, aren't enough? So it's a bit strange. With this, you're obviously going to see the announcement of a Mario or a Zelda. As you were saying last week, I think on the podcast that I wasn't on, Ken, that you can expect to see another Twilight Princess situation
with Skyward Sword,
which screws everybody over, because the people who buy the new console know full well that this game will have been developed for the Wii and it's just been ported up to look good, or, you know, sort of a lose-lose situation. But I just don't understand why they would want to compete, unless, of course, it does have this really cool gimmick, which, I don't know, what would that be?
I don't know.
A screen in the controller's not enough.
I'm sure Nintendo's got something. Nintendo's always got something.
Hopefully so. Yeah, I mean, they've been very clever. The marketing and the R&D that come from that company is incredible. I just hope that isn't just what they're going to be showing. You know, this console that does just this, and it doesn't have that catch. Motion controllers won't do it now. It'll need to have something else, and it will need to get sort of free of that shovelware that sort of follows the Nintendo name about now. It needs something that stops that, but, you know, we'll see. I think out of all three, Nintendo's has the potential to be the most interesting.
All right, so Jason?
I think that, this will be 2 years in a row that pretty much all eyes are going to be on Nintendo in terms of, you know, the overall air of anticipation. Whereas, you know, last year everybody was talking about the 3DS. You know, I had to wait almost 2 hours in line just to play it for 20 minutes. This Project Cafe is going to be, I think, a repeat of last year, but with the home console system. I think that this can go kind of two different ways. I mean, Nintendo could try to keep the cost down by making a system that is only about as powerful as like a 360 or a PS3, you know, to keep it right around that $300 range. However, because of the built-in touchscreen and the rumors of it being even more powerful than a 360 or PS3, they run the risk of their system being at least $350, maybe even rumored $400. I think $400 would be a pretty tough sell, unless it does something pretty extraordinary, like maybe, I don't know, like maybe, because you get the impression that the term Project Cafe, you know, what is a cafe, as you know, is a place where you meet people. I'm thinking that Nintendo system, whereas, you know, the Wii was, you know, all centered around motion control, the Project Cafe is going to be centered around, I know this is kind of a dirty term right now just because of Facebook, but social network gaming.
Oh, well, I wouldn't read too much into the fact that they've called it Project Cafe because they called their last console the Wii.
Well, except it was Revolution when it was in development.
I thought it was Dolphin. Sorry.
Dolphin was GameCube.
It was a GameCube.
Yeah, Dolphin was GameCube. Yeah.
The Wii was called Revolution for the longest
time. Uh-huh.
And to their credit, it certainly has revolutionized the way at least the manufacturers have approached games.
Well, I hope Project Cafe revolutionizes the way I eat.
Well, there you go.
That would be innovative.
It would, actually, make me a sandwich in my system. Oh, that would be awesome.
Dude, I'd buy
I'm now
that.
Interested in this console.
Pull me a latte. See,
let's do this.
Everybody thinks that's a screen on the controller. It's really a panini press.
Awesome. That I love me some panini.
Hell yeah. I'd buy that. I'd buy that in a minute.
But, you know, the whole aspect of, you know, the rumored 6-inch touchscreen controller, I mean, how much are these controllers going to cost? Are they going to be, is it going to be like the first standard controller that cost over $100 to buy?
Dude, what's a DualShock? DualShock's like $50.
Yep.
Can you imagine if you put a screen on that son of a bitch?
Yeah, it's going to be $100.
Yeah, $100 easy. Controller is ridiculous.
It'll fail majorly.
I mean, Nintendo's always got that, you know, they come out of, you know, at a different angle than what you were even anticipating. I think it's either going to be an epic fail, or I think it's got the possibility of being incredible, but, you know, we'll just wait and see. And the thing is, with the Skyward Sword situation, I'm going to say that's still going to be Wii exclusive. And another little side note, I'm hoping that they put in airships, because last year I wanted a Zelda with airships, and with Skyward Sword, they didn't really show a lot of the game except just the initial forest level. So I'm hoping that you'll see airships in this game. So that's why I'm pushing airships in the next Zelda game.
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, seriously, if they're going to announce a Zelda and it's going to stay on the Wii, why announce this new console? Are you going to market them against each other? Because you know Zelda's not going to be out until next year.
Pit them against each other in a battle to the death.
And then, you know, Project Cafe comes out next year.
Well, they're going to build up Skyward Sword as being the swan song of the Wii.
I don't buy it. You know what I'm hearing with Project Cafe?
What's that?
I'm getting deja vu of Dreamcast.
Yep.
It's only incrementally better, It has a few new features that are you know, ahead of their time, but nobody's going to buy it.
Dreamcast, you know, that actually was... Dreamcast was awesome.
Dreamcast was awesome. Dreamcast. Because of its software.
It was one of the first consoles to be online, too.
But it was only incrementally better than the PS1 and the 64, and it had features nobody cared about.
So nobody bought it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the problem. I mean, it had features that nobody cared about until now, which is why it's so popular now, retrospectively.
Yep.
Because people look at it now, they're like, oh, you could take it online, and oh, it had a little screen in the middle of the
memory card. Oh, it had a screen in the controller?
Right, yeah. And I mean, it had, you know, oh, it was so... You know, it's so easily customizable, but I mean, in 1999, honestly, nobody cared about any of that stuff.
Nope.
So, I mean, broadband internet really wasn't on the scene. I mean, it was, but not in very, very limited quantities. And the dial-up internet connection, while it was good, if you look back on the internet connection on the Dreamcast, it really wasn't all that great.
No.
Because everything was running on dial-up.
Yeah.
56K blazes, brother.
Right, and I mean, I don't know if you, like, at the time, it was amazing to play Unreal online, or I was a huge fan of Star Lancer, and I remember being amazed that I could play Star Lancer online, but when I look back on it now, I remember some definite choppiness that comes along with playing on a 56K connection.
Definitely. Fantasy Star Online was horrible.
Yep. And,
I mean, the
it was fun.
You know, so that's why I think the Dreamcast gets more nostalgia than just about anything else, is because it was so far ahead of its time that nobody, and it had all these things that we're just now seeing now that people care about, and so they're like, yeah. Oh, but the Dreamcast had it first. So you have a whole legion of people who acted like they played the Dreamcast when they didn't.
So what you're saying is that Nintendo should announce the Dreamcast.
There you go.
Problem solved.
To address Gambus's one concern, though, that console will not be over $300, and I will tell you why. Nintendo has never, ever released a console that expensive.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Wasn't the N64 more?
N64
like,
was $250.
Yeah, it was $250.
And the games were between $60 and $80.
Yeah, they always get you on the aftermarket stuff.
There was something about, like, I was like, man, that's expensive for N64.
Yeah, it was the games. The games were ridiculously expensive. Just like with the Wii, in order to get 4 Wii remotes and nunchucks, dude, that I don't even want to tell you how much that cost.
Wii Play 4 times.
Yeah, because the system itself is just, you know, it was what, $250.
Well, and then Motion Plus. I mean, not that they've done anything with that. That's kind of the big problem with Nintendo, is they'll nickel and dime you and push something as, like, the next big thing, and then they'll just be like, oh yeah, we did this, what are we going to do with it now?
Whatever happened to the butt plug? I mean, the vitality sensor.
Oh, maybe that's going to be their big announcement.
Abandoned that.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
I don't know, I think the biggest thing for Nintendo, and I think that what I hope they understand this, is that what they need to do is they need to make a game console that appeals to hardcore gamers. Now, I've been saying that for years, and I know it's kind of like a broken note kind of thing, but I think what they need to do is they need to make a system where, you know what? If you play the 360 version and you play the new Nintendo version, they're the exact same fucking game. I know it's not going to happen, but see, that's the problem with Nintendo. They're alienating their entire market due to the fact that, hey, I want to play Madden. All right, do you want to play it sitting down on a couch with a controller, or do you want to play it like flailing your fucking arms? And like, oh, well, I'm going to play it with a controller. Oh, well, Nintendo's out of that.
Fucking flailing arms version?
It's like...
I would like to pretend like I'm a quarterback that flails his fucking arms.
No, you wouldn't. Well,
that's what the problem is with Nintendo. It's not just they're alienating the people who are playing their games. They're alienating the developers, you know? You think about it. I mean, all right, what's the definitive version of Call of Duty Black Ops, or Call of Duty, period? It's on the 360 or PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to go out there and say, oh, man, the Wii version is just amazing. You got to play it like that.
Yeah, but let's be honest. That didn't start with the Wii.
GameCube was a step behind.
Yeah. I mean, the GameCube was like that. I mean, even to an extent, in some cases, the N64 was like that. Now, granted, the N64 did get a couple of games that ended up superior on the system, but you know, most of the games that were that came out on both the N64 and the PlayStation ended up with the PlayStation being the superior version. So I mean, it's not like the Wii. I think there's this misconception out there, and I see it a lot, and I'm not accusing you of this, Drew, but I see it a lot among people who haven't been in the gaming community very long. There's this misconception that Nintendo lost third-party developers because of the Wii, and, I mean, they haven't had third-party developers in a long time.
Trust me, I've been a Nintendo fanboy for the longest time until I finally saw the light. I played. Do you know where I play most of my games? On the GameCube.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was about to say that. I'm sorry.
I hate that controller.
The controller is great for what Nintendo games.
Yeah, to this day, that's still, I think, the most comfortable controller that's been released.
But if you try to play,
was awesome on it.
Yeah, if you try to play a non-Nintendo game on it, then you run into a little issue.
Oh yeah, it's terrible for that. But just as far as comfort, it's just incredibly comfortable.
Now, just keep in mind that I didn't play any GameCube games until I got my Wii.
Yeah, see, I had a GameCube, you know, day one. I was a huge fanboy, and I mean, don't get me wrong. You're talking to a guy who fucking loves Super Mario Sunshine. In fact, I completed that game 100%, and I don't care what anybody says. Everybody says it was a gimmicky Mario game. I love that game.
I love Sunshine. I had a lot of fun with that game.
It's a fun game.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I tried to play it late, and I just couldn't get it.
Nintendo, I mean, like I told my roommate the other day, and I know it sounds stupid, but what they need to do is they need to make a really awesome version of an updated Super NES. Because everybody out there, yeah, you had the Sega, and obviously Nintendo, but they were able to compete with each other. You know, if you put the Wii up against the Xbox, the Wii is a toy compared to the Xbox. And, I mean, that's my opinion. Now everybody's like, oh, you're just saying that because you hate the Wii. No, don't get me wrong. Mario Galaxy, you know, there's a lot of good games out there on the Wii, but I cannot stand playing them with motion controls, even if they work.
Yeah,
I kind of like something you hit on there, Drew. It would be, if we lived in a vacuum where, you know, companies didn't have to worry about profit margins and that kind of stuff, it would be really neat this generation to see if a company could viably release for $100 or $150 a system that was comparably powered to the 360 that used basically exclusively 2D games and took advantage of the power that this had, that these modern systems have, not to render 3D, but to render 2D. Because if you look at the 2D games that have come out this generation, they're amazing. It would be kind of neat to see if a company could jump in the market and even, you know, like if Sega did this, launched a $100 system that maybe didn't have the 3D processing capabilities of some of the modern system, but had just as much 2D processing capability. And to see if something like that could have a niche in the modern gaming community.
I would totally play that. They made old school like Castlevania games and, you know, Mega Man, stuff like that. I'd totally buy that.
The sad situation with that is 2D like pixel art, you know, is becoming a lost art in the video game industry. A lot of modern game developers don't even know how to do like 2D animation, you know, pixel art nowadays.
Right.
Nowadays, it's all about modeling. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you guys have, I'm sure most of you have. You seen the screenshots for the new Rayman Origins?
That looks amazing.
I mean, it looks incredible. And to me, I think I've almost been more impressed from a graphical standpoint with some of the art direction that's come out of 2D games this generation than the 3D games.
Same here.
I still say it. You know, King of Fighters 12, even though the game kind of sucked, it had some amazing artwork, and the sprite animation was amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on. Michael, did you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I guess what I want to say is that, you know, as we've talked this generation about Nintendo, you know, one of the things we've been saying that Nintendo has to do is a persistent online presence, you know, a consistent profile. You know, instead of just the friend codes. And it needs to be HD, and I think it's pretty much a guarantee at this their next that the Project Cafe is going to be in HD. And I think it's
DVDs finally.
Well, that's the question. You know, is it gonna incorporate a Blu-ray player? Probably not. Will it play DVDs? Probably. I have to wonder, and this is kind of a bold statement, probably, but Hideo Kojima said something along the lines of something he's been working for a year on, all of a sudden is irrelevant, or something like that.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, I have to wonder if what Nintendo is going to announce is significant 3DS integration for Project Cafe, which would lead to the name, so that if, you know, the Project Cafe is sort of like you can drink coffee on your own or you can take it out with people, so that this whole transpiring concept that Hideo Kojima has been working on is actually going to be the basis of Project Cafe, so that every game that comes out on the system is going to have some component that you can take with you on the 3DS.
That would be awesome.
So that's kind of my big bold prediction, and it could be completely off. But looking at the name and looking at, you know, and I agree with what Gambus said about that. I agree with what you said about the controller. And my feeling is, what is the way to deal with an expensive controller issue? Pack one in the box and have the 3DS be able to function as a controller. And encourage people that they're going to want to have a 3DS to play with Project Cafe, and I know that shoots the price through the roof.
The only thing that bothers me about that is they've done that before, and it flopped.
Well, Nintendo is not one to
learn
from their mistakes.
Well, it's the same principle.
Thing is, though, it's the same principle, but context is everything. I mean, if you can just press like a couple buttons and you're connected to a Project Cafe system, I mean that's like, you know, the ease of use it would be, you know, such a big thing, you know. Whereas, you know, the GameCube with the Game Boy Advance functionality, I mean you had to buy the cable and, you know, and the games had to be all compatible and everything. But with this, I mean, what if the, you know, compatibility is like built into the games, built into the system, you know, just have to hit a couple buttons and you're on, you know? I mean, the ease of use would be, able to do it. And why just stop at, 3DS? I mean, if you got a Wii controller, there, you got another controller. I mean, what if this is like, you know, control with any of the controllers of the last couple generations, you know?
Complete backwards compatibility.
I don't see it.
I think that the only way either. That they're going to sell Project Cafe to the people who bought Wii as their first console, you know, parents, grandparents, I think the only way that they're going to get them to upgrade is with full backwards compatibility, because those are the people that are going to look at this and say, what do you mean? I bought the Wii and the games don't work? I can't use all the hardware I bought?
All the people that bought the Wii are going to hold on to the Wii and they're not going to run out and buy a new system.
Right, exactly. but they might eventually, and they're not going to be the early adopters, but there might be those people who eventually decide they want to upgrade, and Nintendo has to know that the only way that they're going to drop that money anywhere down the line, you know, within the next 5 years, is if they can use their old stuff, because those people who are considering upgrading, the first question they're going to ask is, well, what happens to all my Wii stuff? Do I need to have two consoles plugged in? Which to them is a completely foreign concept, and for us is like only two.
So, here's my question. Is this the beginning of the end of the Wii?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Apart from Skyward Sword, what else have they got?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
There's kind of, didn't it just get dropped to $99? Like for a new one?
Yeah. It's going to drop. It's going to plummet as far as price goes, and it's going to sell like crazy because everybody's going to go out and buy it. And that can be an issue, too, because then people will be like, why just bought a Wii?
And now you got to buy a cafe.
No, I don't. Right.
Well, you got a back catalog to play from, buddy. Outside of that, I don't know what to tell you.
Soccer Mom's not going to go out and buy a cafe. I'm sorry. She's just not.
No.
Because the only game they bought was Wii Sports and Wii Play.
They bought it to play Wii Bowling.
Yeah.
But my question is, and this is what I'm saying, and I hope that Nintendo is seeing this, is that they say, okay, we've got our money from the Wii. Soccer Moms and the Grannies and all those people that bought it were good. Now, we would love for them to come, but we're missing one important factor. We're missing the hardcore guys. We're missing the guys who love our Marios, who love our Zeldas, yep. and stuff like that. What we need to do, we need to make a console that is catering to them. Because if we come out with a, holy crap, it's the ultimate Wii that's completely awesome and you can like do all sorts of stuff with it, the soccer moms and the grannies ain't going to buy that. Right. And they realize that, so what they're going to say is, well, we need to make a hardcore one.
I just don't think they're going
to
do it.
We need to make a new Super NES. That's exactly what we need to do.
But is it the console's fault as to why? Because, I mean, I agree with the hardcore thing that you're saying. But, you know, I would have bought a Wii if they had released, you know, a Mario game. They released the new Super Mario Brothers, whatever, and that was cool. But how long did it take for that to come out from the initial launch of the Wii? And we got one Zelda game.
That was already on GameCube.
Got one Metroid game. I mean, they didn't give us the hardcore games. They put the system out. They could have made those games and made them playable on their system, and we would have went and bought it. So I don't think that introducing a new system is going to fix that. I think they need to actually, let's make our games. You know what I mean?
I think the only way that Nintendo is going to woo back the third-party developers is if they make it economical for the third-party developers to port or even use their console as the primary developing platform.
Yep.
I mean, we all know how game development works. They figure out which platform they're going to develop for primarily, and they're going to make the tweaks necessary to get it multi-platform.
That's not going to happen.
Well, no, of course it's not going to happen, because Nintendo doesn't go for power.
Nintendo has screwed themselves, is what they did.
Yeah, I mean, which means that any game that is put on a Nintendo console, stuff needs to get dropped from. It's not the ideal platform to play it on, which means that you're not going to get the hardcore gamers playing.
I think this is going to be where it changes.
I disagree.
I'll tell you one area they can make a huge step forward, honestly, if they want to win back hardcore gamers. And it's not necessarily the types of games that they allow on their system, but what they need to do is they need to bring back the Nintendo seal of quality.
Yes.
And they need to tighten up their restrictions on the kind of games that can be brought to this platform.
Yeah. Amen. I mean,
what Nintendo is in a unique opportunity to do is to almost segment their audience into the two factions, so that instead of trying to win both over, they can have the Wii and its eventual successor, if they choose to do it that way, for their casual audience.
Uh-huh.
And then they can have this cafe as their starter console, either for casuals that are getting to be more hardcore gamers or for their hardcore gaming console. But if they want to win the hardcore gamers back over, the first thing that they need to ensure that they're doing is limiting the amount of shovelware that ends up on this system. Because if the cafe rolls out and it's got the same focus as the Wii, where they don't care what kind of games end up on it, just load me down with software, I think you're going to see the same problems crop up. But if they say, look, they're not going to come out at E3 and say, hey, the Wii has a whole lot of shovelware bullcrap on it. We're going to stop that going forward. But if they just say, you know, we're committing on this system to a standard of quality for the games that we'll allow on this system, I think you're going to see that win back some hardcore gamers. Because, you know, what the Wii was in danger of doing for a while, and what I think a lot of people feared it would do, is the same thing that happened to Atari. And that's the casual gamers come in, a lot of companies see it as a good opportunity, and they flood the market with terrible software. And then it gets to the point where nobody can trust any of the games that they're buying, so nobody buys them.
Yeah.
And I think if they're going to move forward with the cafe as a hardcore gaming machine, the first thing they need to do is increase the quality of the games that ends up on the system.
Yeah. The only other thing that I can think of for them to get those hardcore guys back, what's the biggest thing nowadays? We talked about Review to Rodeo. Make a decent online functionality.
Uh-huh.
Nintendo has fucked it up the past two generations. You know, I mean, even the 3DS, where's the store at? Nobody knows where the store is. You know?
Comes out today.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Was it 2 months after launch?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's horrible. The bad thing is they make, you know what the best game is online? Or the one that's most comparable? Tatsunoko versus Capcom. You know, you have a friends list on there and stuff. And guess who made that? Capcom. Nintendo had absolutely nothing to do with that. You know, it's like they act like, oh, we're afraid that, you know, since it's such a family console, we don't want, you know, the bad people getting in. It's going to happen anyway.
Well, if they're going to do this, if they're going to win back the hardcore gamer, they need to drop the screen from the controller. They need to just make a comfortable controller. And their presentation needs to be, here is the new Super Mario game that's coming out on the Project Cafe, here's the new Zelda game, here's the new Metroid game, here's the new Donkey Kong game, here's the new Mario Kart game, here's the new Super Smash Brothers game. They're not all going to come out at once, new Pokemon game. They're not all going to come out at once, but here are the two or three they're going to come out at launch. So we're going to tell you that our launch lineup, you're going to have three games that you're going to sink your teeth into until the next week.
That would be awesome. And that's, I mean, give us a date. Don't show me footage. Oh, okay. This is what new Mario game looks like. And then it never comes out.
Yeah. Ever. So how is that Kid Icarus game for 3DS, guys?
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah.
Which, you know, I would like to see another Kid Icarus game on this new console. Like, I would have a Wii if they had those games on it. But going back to the design of the system, do we actually know that that's actually a screen on the controller?
Or is
that
just a heavy rumor? Heavy rumor.
Okay. Because, I mean, to be honest, I haven't read too much about Project Cafe because I don't really care. And I mean, that could say something because I don't care.
I don't care either.
So I haven't really looked into it outside of, you know, oh, it comes next year. Good for them.
So here's the other big thing that we're all skipping over, the handheld market. What's Nintendo going to show at the handheld market?
More games that won't be out this year.
If they do that, they have just put the final nail into their damn coffin.
Viva Pinata.
Their damn coffin.
Damn. Yes. I will tell you this right now, that the 3DS launch has been out for 2 months, and the best two games on it are fighting games.
Yes. And I want a 3DS, at least I did, but I was excited. I wanted Resident Evil Mercenaries, which
still
is not out yet. Yeah, and I wanted Dead or Alive, which I think just came out.
It just came out, and it's probably one of the best games on the system by far.
Wow.
And it's incredible. It is incredible, but when Dead or Alive is your best game, you're doing something wrong.
Absolutely.
No offense, yeah. I love Dead or Alive, yeah. But...
Don't be the porn industry. Don't rely on the boobs.
Exactly. I held that damn thing in my hand, and when I first played it, and it was Pilot Wings, and it says, oh, you have to hold it at this exact fucking angle to get the 3D to work, I'm like, then you have just ruined the whole selling point of your system.
No,
that was... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, everybody on the show who has a 3DS, do any of you actually use the 3D?
Not that much, no.
I turned mine off.
What the fuck is the point of having a 3D?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. You guys that own it, you don't even use the 3D?
No, games actually look better without it, in my opinion.
Then it's a high-powered DS. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Then there's really no point to even having it.
Wait, they came out with a high-powered DS. It was called the DSi XL. I mean...
Which is a ridiculously convoluted title, but I'm just... DSi XL VG.
It just had a bigger screen. It wasn't more powerful.
The DSIs were actually... They had a little bit more memory than the DS.
What good does it... Does that make your game, your older game, look better?
No. It prevented slowdown in some of the later DS that came out after the DS.
And they opened up an online store, whatever. Yeah. And just... Like, seriously, I'm done with the... Like, I'm never going to buy a 3DS unless I can get it for, like, fucking cheap as shit.
Well, wait. The thing that the 3DS, because of the augmented reality, what's NGP going to show tomorrow? They're going to show... Apparently, that's the big thing about the NGP, is they're revolutionizing on the augmented reality gaming. Now, that's stuff that you can take anywhere, and you want to take it anywhere, because if your setting changes your gameplay experience. But does it...
Really?
Yeah, but yeah. That's another thing to me that I just fear is going to be... Like,
a gimmick.
To me, there's a much greater chance that that stuff is going to be the kind of stuff that you mess with it once and then you don't care. Like, is it going to be cool for me to watch two little guys fight on top of my table? Yeah, that's going to be neat the first time. And then afterwards, I'm not going to care unless the game's any good. So, I mean, I guess my thing with augmented reality is I haven't seen a single company use it yet where it wasn't just a gimmick, where it actually increased the gameplay of the game.
Dude,
it's a tech demo, basically.
Do you not play in the Eye of Judgment tournaments anymore?
I used to.
Not gonna lie.
You can't even play Eye of Judgment anymore.
I know, we tried, and like it kept not reading the card. I'm like, you dick.
Okay. I'm about to unleash a real outlandish rumor.
Oh, uh-oh. Shoot. Put your seatbelts on, everybody. Here we go.
Okay. I love Amazon outlandish rumors.
Me too. What's up? Let's go.
Okay. What if this happens? What if, with the 3DS part of the presentation, Nintendo lets loose information that Nintendo and a major fast food chain or food chain, period, it could be like maybe Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Burger King, something like that. Probably more than likely McDonald's.
Dude, you gotta stop talking about food. You know how this goes.
Dude, I'm starving already.
Yeah, I'm hungry pocket. Now.
Hot pockets.
Well, what if there's a huge promotion between Nintendo and, like, let's say McDonald's, and the way you interact with this promotion is you take your 3DS to, like, a McDonald's, and you do the augment reality to certain parts of, like, maybe it might be a poster on the wall, or, you know, it might be something to do with your soft drink or your French fries.
Happy Meal and, box.
Tasty French fries.
And you actually have to collect aspects of a game that builds over repetitive visits to different McDonald's.
You know what I'm going to do? The first time I see you taking a picture while you're standing in line ordering your Big Mac, I'm going to kick you in the chest.
What if it's like...
Here's the thing about that
turns into
see,
sneak change.
I don't think
man.
That would happen like, that you have to have repeated visits to get stuff, just because, you know... There's an obesity problem here in the United States. And that would just be promoting. Well, I need to get to McDonald's because I want to play the next level of this game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Here's the other thing, too. I mean, we've talked a lot lately about retailer-exclusive content. The stuff that you're talking about, Gambus, is another thing. Just in my opinion, that would be kind of cool the first time. Like, hey, I went to McDonald's and I got this new extra character for my game. Well... Yeah. I'm not going to want to go to McDonald's every time I want a new character for my game. It's just like the retailer exclusive content. I didn't want to pre-order Mortal Kombat at every store available just to get all the skins. I'd much rather just have access to that content without leaving my house. So it's just one of those things where I honestly think, like, I think that's a really neat idea, but in practice I just feel like it's one of those things where the first time I did it, I would be like, oh, that's really cool. And then the next time the game's like, in order to progress, you need to scan this here, I'm going to be like, well, you know what? In order to progress, you need to go back in the drawer, because I'm not driving to McDonald's right now.
Seriously, I know Gambus will answer this as positive, but who the takes their DS to McDonald's?
I've seen some kids with it in McDonald's, but I've never seen, like, an adult.
I know, that's...
Before my PSP got stolen, I used to... carry it in my pocket into like a McDonald's or whatever, and then while I was eating, I'd sit and play it if I didn't have anything else going on while I was on lunch break at work.
I don't know. It must just be because I'm fat, but I don't play video games while I be eating.
I'm trying to eat. I understand. I'm a big man myself. I'm trying to eat.
I concentrate on the grub.
Are you afraid you're going to accidentally eat it?
No, I'm afraid that I'm not going to pay attention to the fact that, you know, I'm eating. So F that.
How much attention do you have to pay to eating?
Have you seen me?
In your mouth.
Have you seen me? Seriously.
I mean, it's not like it requires a lot of coordination.
Hey, man, somebody needs to record zero eating so I can see what he's talking about.
Dude, I really put some concentration into that.
I've watched you eat, and I've never seen you get... You
don't
know,
bother me, I'm reading!
No talking!
The food is here, don't talk.
I do, I get mad if people talk to me while I'm eating. I'm like, can't you see I'm fucking eating?
It's like your junk. You can only use it for one purpose at a time.
Exactly.
I'm not using my mouth for talking. I'm using
apparently you don't get a burger big enough that you need both hands. Because I can't be playing a PSP, you know, with a big-ass burger in my hand.
Well, here's what you do. You kind of curve your hand around and tickle the back touch screen on the NGP.
Oh. I mean, you gotta get sexual fantasy, right?
So, I mean, are you telling me there's no point when you're eating that you set the sandwich down? You just hold it in your hand the whole time while you're chewing and swallowing?
Hell yeah. I don't want nobody taking my food. I eat like I'm in prison.
Yeah, because
I was about to say, where did you grow up?
Stealing food straight out of people's tray at McDonald's.
Oh, man, you need to stop eating at the McDonald's down there on Vine Street downtown, I think is what that is.
Jesus. He's eating at McDonald's and over the Rhine, apparently.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything else about Nintendo before we move on?
Just one more thing.
Nintendo.
Matthew said that new Mario trailer.
Who's Matthew?
That was going to be my question, but I just assumed it was someone that was on here that I never met. So
I thought he was quoting the Bible for a minute. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, I meant crap. What? Never mind.
You can call me Dicky Ballman.
What's your face? You know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm too important to remember your name. Gamescom's like, I'm the star of the show. I'll call you what I want to.
Right.
And you'll respond to it, bitch.
So kind of like what old Dickface was talking about.
It's Dicky Ballnuts to you.
Making Gambus feel bad, but
sorry.
It's funny.
Sorry, Gambus.
Okay, what Mr. Futter said.
Now my dad's on the show.
New Mario game with near Pixar graphics.
Oh, dude, didn't we hear that on the N64?
Can we just get the realistic Mario that guy did?
No, because that would freak me out, dude. If Mario looked like that,
And if Mario pulls out a gun, I'm leaving.
I'd leave too. He's probably pissed.
I think at that point, yeah, you're trying to go.
I would get out of there too. I'm like, dude, I swear she's not in another castle. Don't shoot me.
Mario's joined up with his other Italian brothers.
Like, yeah. Mario pulls out a gun and goes up to Bowser.
Marine is right now.
Oh my God.
He'll be like, where is she?
Holy crap. Okay, so now it's time to move on to the next one, which is Sony. And I'll go back to the beginning now. And before anybody says it, yes, they got a 5-hour conference, blah, 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 blocked out, and 3 hours of that is apologizing. So, Drew, what do you want to see?
Wow. You know, I mean... Like I said, I'm not interested in the 3DS, mainly because I am very interested in the NGP. You know, I recently purchased a PSP probably about a year ago. And to be honest with you, I've played my PSP probably more than I have all of my DSs combined. You know, I think it's a solid system, and I think that they can definitely capitalize on the power of the NGP, if it is true that, you know, how powerful it is. But I think it all depends on the games, you know, obviously. You know, they do have Uncharted. They said there was a Killzone coming out for it, and a Resistance, which, you know, Resistance is not my thing. But if, you know, it all depends on what they have. We don't know much about it, but I think it will be very interesting. As far as, like, games and stuff goes, I mean, do they have anything that they haven't already said is coming? I mean...
Well, I know they just announced the Wipeout, the 2048 or whatever.
Yeah. I think if they... You know, I'm not a fan of Portal. You know, don't get me wrong. I still think that having the whole Steam and PSN connectivity is amazing, and if they can pull off something else like that, it'd be great. I think I'm not a PlayStation Plus subscriber.
For the next 30 days.
I am right now. Speaking of which, I mean, I'm not getting into following, but I did finally get to play a Sonic game because Sonic 2 was free for PlayStation Plus, guys. Yeah, I don't see what's so special about Sonic.
You wouldn't if you played it now.
Right.
But anyway, but
he runs fast.
Yeah, he runs fast. He doesn't shoot fireballs. He doesn't jump on bad guys or turn into a tanuki suit.
He does jump on bad guys. Are you playing it wrong?
No, I'm basically avoiding all the bad guys.
You can jump on them. It's okay.
Yeah, you can jump on them.
Until they say the safe word.
Which is banana sandwich.
But, you know, I mean, I think Sony's going to come out. I think they come out pretty strong. You know, they're going to show off the NGP, and I think it's going to be kind of impressive to me. I mean, you know, there may be some people out there say, oh, I'm never getting that, but...
Well, here's the big question about NGP. Price.
The price is
what's going to be the issue. And it's bound to get released, get announced, isn't it? They're going to have to really put a price on that this time around.
Well, I know that it's supposed to be out this year in Japan, so I guess you got to see a price.
Well, the big question is, do you want an NGP or do you want an iPad?
I don't agree with that statement because the iPad doesn't have games like the NGP will have.
I was talking more about price.
Well, price-wise, yeah, they're probably going to be, you know, comparable, maybe. I don't think NGP will hit $600.
Really?
I'm talking about passive touchscreen on the back.
I still don't think it'll hit $600.
They will shoot themselves in the fucking foot. I'm telling you right now, if it's over $350, that's going to be a hard sell for me.
I think over $300 is a hard sell for
I think $250 should be the cutoff.
No way. That's going to happen.
3DS.
3DS was $250.
Yeah, it's going to be more than the 3DS.
I think $299 is like the sweet spot that people will still buy it. I think they'll still think it's too expensive. But if you go any higher than $299, no.
If it's $299, it had better be fucking unbelievable.
Well, the PSP was $299.
I know, and I bought one at launch and I sold it. It was that fucking unbelievable.
But what worries me about this whole thing is that they've already kind of said that there's going to be a downgraded version for a cheaper price with half the RAM. So surely any game...
Bad choice.
Yep.
Any game that comes out is going to have to be downgraded to run at that RAM. So people with the higher RAM, what's the point in having it? Why not just make all of them?
Well,
they do 256 RAM.
They do something along the lines of that now with some of the PSP games, where if you do the install and you can kind of kick it up to a higher processing. I mean, obviously, all the PSPs have the same amount of RAM. But I just think gimping one SKU is going to cause problems, maybe not in the first year, but down the road, you're going to have games that just simply aren't compatible.
But at least what the other flip side of that is that the backwards compatibility, all games are going to be backwards compatibility from the store. They're going to sort of push them a little bit harder so that it looks a little bit better, and they're going to implement dual stick controls for those games, and I think that's brilliant. I mean, that's absolutely
the biggest thing.
Doing that,
I haven't played Persistence Retribution because I can't play a game like that with one thumbstick.
Yeah, but what about all those UMDs?
You're fucked on
that's pretty bad too. Because I still got games on the PSP that I have yet to play. You know, and I want to continue to play. You know, Monster Hunter. I mean, I'm still playing that game, and you can't really finish that game. So. It's not going to happen, but if they would offer this thing where, you know what, three games of your choice, we'll let you download them, you know, if you own them, and prove that you own them. I don't know how the fuck that would never work, but I'm just saying, send them in, that would work, but that right there kind of kills me, you know, and then the fact that, you know, they already tried this whole all-download thing before. And it was called the PSP Go.
It was called the beta test.
Yeah, and it was kind of crappy due to the fact that not every game out there was released on PSN.
But then, you know, this is different, isn't it? Because the actual console itself isn't going to be downloadable only. It's only going to be backwards compatibility where you've downloaded games from the store that will be playable. So you're right in the fact that the full PSP catalogue won't be accessible on the NGP or Vita or whatever it's going to be called, but at least if you have bought games, they're not going to be just sat on your hard drive doing nothing on the PS3. You can convert them over and put them in there and play them.
What you need to do is connect your PSP to your PC, dump the file, connect your NGP, upload it, and there's all your UMDs.
Yeah, because that's piracy protected.
Make it a special Sony tool.
Okay, that I'm down with. Like, you could do it once.
Yeah, it's just like an Xbox Live license. I mean, come on, it's not that difficult. Well, apparently it might be. I don't know how their security is over at Sony.
Oh, yes, you did.
Well, it's not existent, is what it is, and yeah, we'll get to that.
I'm sorry. Terrence, do you have anything? Sony?
No, because me and Sony ain't friends no more. I don't care them about no Sony. No, I'm still waiting on Sony to give me back my money is what they can do. I had to fill out an affidavit and all this other stuff, and it's still being processed or whatever. I want my money back. And then maybe me and Sony will be cool.
Okay. So Wombat, do you have anything?
No, I mean, nothing extra to add that people haven't already said.
Okay. Michael?
We haven't talked about the move at all. Oh, I'm just going to throw out
Sony there. Is Sony going to talk about the move?
No, that's the
thing. I don't want to talk about the move.
I don't think we're going to see anything. I think the move is riding into the sunset dead on the back of its horse.
Alrighty then.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Gambus?
You know, Sony just... Well, I do see a new Uncharted presentation, maybe a trailer or a gameplay presentation.
Well, that goes without saying, I think.
Yeah.
Well, the co-op. Doesn't have co-op in this one or something?
Yeah. Mind you, the old one had co-op, but that was certain levels. And
I think they're going to show it. They're going to show it on G4. Or, what's that show? GTTV with Jeff Keighley? I guess he's going to have the first co-op footage.
Oh, okay. Game trailers. I got you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think in terms of games, I mean, I would love to see a new IP. Heck, I'd like to see a new IP with any of the three major conferences, but...
Well, I think that's the big question. I think that's really the big question right here is Sony, and I know I talked to Terrence about this online, Sony has kind of blown their load.
Mm-hmm.
Every game they have in their stable has been announced.
They do this every year.
But what about next year?
Yeah, but this year I think is, you know, worse than any other year because every single one of their heavy hitters, minus, what, Killzone 3, I don't think has been enough. They can show that. Or 4, I'm sorry, we're on 4 now, aren't we? They can show that. But all the other ones, they have sequels coming out, and they're coming out this year or first half of next year. So what are we going to be doing? Like, what else? Like, they have to have some new IPs.
Well, Twisted Metal is probably going to be their darling.
And Twisted Metal, I can give two shits about.
Twisted Metal and Uncharted are going to be their holiday games.
Yep.
But we have to face We're going to have to face facts that the Sony press conference is going to be NGP heavy.
Well, yeah,
definitely.
They got to have some games. They got to have some PS3 games. They have to.
Yep. Well, I think that you know they're going to be showing off the augmented reality stuff in the NGP. You know. Obviously, their five-hour block includes a huge amount of hands-on time with the NGP for people who are on the show floor. I think we're going to see a presentation on the NGP. We're going to get a list of its features. We're going to see each one of those broken down into a presentation, whether it's the augmented reality. We're going to get a better understanding of how they expect people to use the back touch screen, all those different things. Hopefully, we'll get a price. I think we'll see a montage of games coming.
Gonna need a montage.
Exactly.
Montage.
But I don't think we're going to spend... I think you're right. I think we're going to get a little bit more in-depth time with Uncharted 3. We're going to see Resistance 3. We're going to see Twisted Metal.
God of War 4?
That's kind of like the Halo for Sony right there.
Yeah, I think so. Because again, what do they got coming next year? I think you're going to see God of War 4. I don't want a God of War 4. I liked how 3 ended, but that's fine. So yeah, you'll probably see a God of War 4.
New Jack and Daxter.
Well, we know we're going to see at least one HD collection announced. I mean, that's a given. But
Ico and Shadow have already been announced in Japan, haven't they? So.
Well, they've already been announced like 4 years now. I don't think they're ever coming out, but...
do you think we'll see anything on the new one?
Last Guardian?
Guardian. There's got. Are they still making that thing? What are they making it with? Wood?
It's an experimental plastic technology that they're trying out. So why is it taking so long?
Well, you remember last year Sony pulled the Microsoft trick of bringing out people you don't expect to announce exclusive PS3 content. Do we see that again?
Well, it probably won't be Gabe Newell again this year, because I should imagine he's quite pissed at what happened. To be fair, yeah.
Cliff Brzezinski,
dude, if Cliffy B comes out on the Sony, if he comes out on the Sony stage, Microsoft might as well pack it up and go home, because they've lost the last dude that comes out at their conference.
I don't think they'll have any of that.
I think he'll be at Microsoft. I don't think he'll be at Sony.
So. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, what he don't really.
We also know that Peter Molyneux is going to be at the Microsoft press conference.
You know what? I don't care when Peter Molyneux is going to be somewhere.
See, that's it.
You didn't hear us talking about how sick I am of Peter Molyneux.
I love Fable 3. I enjoyed the game immensely, but I seriously... No.
I think that franchise should be done now. Tie a bow on it.
Yeah, let's... why does he make, BC? Because that game looked awesome. That, when it was supposed to come out back on the original Xbox. So why don't we revive that?
How about we just make the Fable game that he promised?
We still haven't got that game.
Yeah, I suppose that could work too, actually.
All right, so Jason, did you have anything else, or should we move on to John?
I think that's about it. I'm just hoping to be surprised by something.
Yeah, I think that sums up E3 in general for me.
You hope to be surprised?
I just hope to be surprised by something.
I want to see a game come out that I get super excited for. I mean, like when they announced Mortal Kombat was coming back, that was huge. And when they announced, a new franchise is coming back that's being redone, I mean, it gets exciting. And I kind of want that. I want that again.
I do.
I'm hoping there's something. I mean, I don't care what it is, as long as it's good. It's relevant. Like when they announced Twisted Metal was coming back, I got excited.
Maybe they'll finally announce that new reboot for Resident Evil.
I'm expecting, and we'll talk about this in third party, I'm expecting Capcom to announce 6. I really am.
Six or a reboot? Because I said 6 was supposed to be the reboot, basically retelling of Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's fine. I think the series has kind of run its course. It's done its story, and I would like. Actually, what I would prefer is for them to go back and fill in the gaps with real Resident Evil games, not these fucking rail shooters on the Wii.
Well, you might be interested to learn that a couple of UK retailers have put on their websites for GTA 5. Release, so, out for release, coming soon, and Resident Evil 6.
Well, I know GTA 5, and I guess we'll just spill right over into the third party here then. I know GTA 5 is pretty much all but confirmed, but I don't think we'll see it at E3, and for one big reason, Rockstar never announces their games at E3.
They're smart.
They are.
It's just smart.
Well, I also think they're very arrogant.
They don't want their games to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, their games are bigger than E3, according to them. So, and in some respects you can't argue that, because GTA is like the monster.
Right. So, I don't think that's arrogance if you can back it up.
No.
I mean, that's real talk is what that is.
Exactly, and GTA 5 is going to sell more copies than God knows.
I just don't care about GTA anymore.
And there's a lot of people like you, but there's a lot of people who really, really are waiting on this announcement.
Yeah. Latest rumor I read today on GTA 5 is that it's set in the real world.
What?
Set in a real city. That it's going to be set
world.
In a real
I thought
city.
You meant the real world from, like, MTV.
I did, too. I was like, wait, what?
What happens when hoes stop doing it in the back of cars and then getting shanked? And start getting real.
Start getting real.
Shit's getting real, boys!
So, as we go around now to the third parties, the first thing I want to know is there any game that hasn't been announced that anybody is super excited about?
Star Wars Battlefront 3.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, yeah. I'll buy that.
I mean, if they announced that, oh my God, I would be on, at work,
and I will holler so loud and do backflips and jump through the window in slow motion and all sorts of craziness because I really want Star Wars Battlefront 3.
Yeah, that's one game that I would love to see come back. And you don't even have to call it 3. You could just call it Star Wars Battlefront for the new generation.
This is true.
And I would be
stoked.
So
much has happened since the last one came out in terms of what our expectations are for having an online career, in quotes. You know, that would enhance that game so much.
So anybody, excuse me, anybody else? Any other franchises you want to see come back?
Borderlands 2.
You know what?
That would be nice.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think
it's going to happen either, but...
It's mostly because Gearbox just announced Colonel Marines, and they're shipping Duke, so... And then they're talking about maybe another Brothers in Arms.
Oh, yeah.
So
they need to stop talking about it. Jeez.
I'm afraid to say it, but maybe SNK versus Capcom?
That'd be cool.
I think that's another one I don't think, because they're doing the Tekken...
Well, see, that's no. That's Tekken and Capcom. Now, SNK versus Capcom would mean to be produced by by SNK.
Well, if it's anything like King of Fighters 12, they can keep it.
Here we go again.
Well, I think that probably would be the what they would base, you know, the sales or test the waters with is how well King of Fighters did, and I don't think it did that well. So they probably figured, oh, well, there's no interest.
Well,
so,
King of Fighters 13 still on its way too.
Yeah, no, is it? I saw that, and I'm like, really?
Oh, I didn't know that. No, all right.
See, that's the thing about it. If they could actually get the freaking online to work properly, it'd be a good game. Because seriously, couch, like me and like my roommates playing it, like King of Fighters 12, it was fun. I mean, it was a very competent fighting game.
Yeah, but, I'll be interested to see where the genre goes now, because there's been a lot of games that have kind of upped the ante as far as fighting games go now.
I want to see a very different, yet very good fighting game. New IP. Completely new IP.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a new Guilty Gear, because from what I read, Arc System Works just got the license back.
That's
cool.
Yeah, they actually had lost it.
Yeah, I've been hearing rumors about a major fighting franchise coming back.
Yeah, the reason why we got Blaze Blue is because Arc System Works lost the license to the Guilty Gear name to Sega.
So they could probably do Blaze Blue versus
Guilty Gear.
Yep. Oh, that would be sweet.
Dude, I couldn't even comprehend that game.
Yeah, that'd be insane. I can't figure out Blaze Blue at all.
Dude, Blaze Blue has so many cancels and reversals and crap that I couldn't remember that if you paid me.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else?
It's been announced, but hasn't been announced to be at the show yet. Walking Dead. Telltale.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Does Telltale, like, not sleep?
I don't think they do.
I don't think so, actually.
Didn't they announce, like, 6 games?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jurassic Park is going to be at the show.
Well, Jurassic Park's coming to 360, and that stokes me.
Walking Dead probably will, too.
Yeah, now that they've announced their partnership with 360, I think all of their games will make it over. But yeah, I'm super pumped for Jurassic Park. I mean, ugh.
Oh, Walking Dead, I cannot wait.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. Xenoblade and Last Story for the Wii.
But haven't those already been announced?
Looks interesting.
I was asking if there's any franchise that hasn't been announced that you'd like to see.
Well, there was one that was announced about 3 years ago, and then nobody ever talked about it again. I saw Beyond Good and Evil 2.
I think that'll be there. I think. Okay, if it's not there, I think Ubisoft is going to talk about it at their press conference, because I think they're going to make it.
They said that they're still working on it. So.
Yeah.
They also said they're still working on I'm Alive.
Yeah, they're supposedly still working on it.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a downloadable title, though.
Yeah.
They said that was a rumor. Yeah, it's disc-based now, or whatever, I don't know. But Beyond Good and Evil 2, they need to do that one. Forget I Am Alive, because that... I don't even understand what you're supposed to be doing in that. Fighting over bottles of water? Is that what you're doing? I don't know. So, Beyond Good and Evil 2, because that first one is awesome.
You know what was like stealth announced the other day that I've actually been waiting for a while is another Ubisoft game, which is Rainbow Six.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I read that.
Are they making a new Vegas?
They're making a new Rainbow Six.
Just Rainbow
it's supposed
Six.
To take place in New York.
Yeah.
Back to, you know,
the good old days of Rainbow Six. Not really the good old days, but like it's supposed to be play out more like the original ones did, unless I guess like Vegas and stuff did.
Yeah, I'm excited because it's been a long time since Vegas 2.
I would really love it. Like I love Vegas and Vegas 2.
Yeah, I love those games.
There was a new Hitman game announced too.
Yeah, that was announced like a month ago. We know that's coming.
Like a totally new game. I'm trying to imagine. I mean, don't get me wrong. You want me to have a more person, like, more stoked for fucking Torchlight 2. I cannot fucking wait for that game.
Well, you're so stoked for Torchlight 2 that you're buying Dungeons & Siege 3.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's just wrong.
You make fun, but I'm going to enjoy the shit out of Dungeons & Siege
3. We're going to hear you cursing about Dungeons & Siege 3 in a week.
Nah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we do. No offense. Of course, he won't be cursing about it in a week because it doesn't come out until the 21st.
Whatever. This is what's going to happen. He's going to hard lock and lose an hour of progress, and we will hear it on Twitter for 3 days straight. We'll hear it sporadically. He will literally be tweeting nonstop for 3 days about it.
That's a long time to be.
It is.
Wow.
I think, you know what I would really love to see, and I know it will never happen, is a new Power Stone.
I don't understand why they don't just do the collection.
That would be awesome.
Release it on PSP?
Yeah, the PSP had a Power Stone collection. I don't know what you do. Why don't you just HD that shit and put it on, like, XBLA or...
Transfaring.
What?
Oh, God.
No.
You know what I would like to see, and it's probably not going to happen ever, which is kind of sad, but that Indiana Jones game that LucasArts showed, like, way back when.
Oh, yeah, canned it?
Yeah.
No, it still came out on the Wii, didn't it?
Well, I think it was like a bootleg version.
I know what you're talking about.
But, yeah, I would like to see that come back, because that looked like it had promise. Plus, you know... all this Lara Croft and Nathan Drake bullshit. We need to bring back Indiana Jones. That's the, adventurer.
Yeah, he is the adventurer.
Too.
Yeah, he's the adventurer, but damn, he ain't never had a good game. Except for the Fate of Atlantis.
Poor Indiana. That was a good game, though. Poor Indiana Jones.
Super Nintendo one.
What?
What, the trilogy?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't. Mm-mm.
It's like holding on to the Xbox version of Indiana Jones. Oh, God. You're talking about the glitchiest game ever.
Ugh. I don't know. You think we'll get Too Human 2?
No.
Yes, we will. Didn't they say they were still working on that?
Well, yeah, but that's Dennis Dyack. I mean, no offense to the man, but he's working on the X-Men game. So I totally don't see him announcing Too Human 2 unless he comes out and he goes, "This game will be great, but you don't know how to play it." So you suck.
I want to see, if we were to talk about HD collections, I want to see a Legacy of Kain HD
collection. Oh.
That was the next thing I was going to say.
You're going to get Wombat started.
They can't do that, though.
Why?
Because, I mean, I don't know.
I want it to be two discs. I want it to be every Legacy of Kain game.
You want it to be all...
Soul Reaver, Soul Reaver 2, Legacy of Kain, Legacy of Kain 2, Soul Reaver
3. You really want Blood Omen 2?
I didn't mind Blood Omen 2.
I didn't either.
Oh,
but
oh my
see,
God.
I
liked it. I didn't mind it either, but it wasn't
story.
The best, for sure.
It wasn't. But I like the character of Kain so much, I continue through that game. Like, that is a genuinely, like, wonderful character with, a lot of different stories that they can use to tell. And not so much Raziel. We kind of finished his story with the last game, which, that's fine. But bring back a Kain game, because that dude is awesome.
I just want an updated version of Blood Omen, the original Blood Omen.
One that doesn't take 12 years to load?
You just redo Blood Omen 1 in an updated HD version of the Soul Reaver 2 engine. Even the Defiance engine would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just redo it. That would be incredible.
You know how many people would throw a fit over that, though?
God,
I don't care.
Because it's not top-down.
I don't
They'll
care.
Live. They'll live. they'll be fine. We got to get back the dude that does... I can't remember the actor's name that does his voice, but he has...
Simon Templeman.
Yes. Yeah, he has to come back because, man.
Yeah.
And another one that I think Rockstar said they were working on was Bully 2. I'd like to see Bully 2.
Really?
Rockstar's actually going to bring out a second Bully, huh?
I fucking loved Bully. I don't know. Like, every time I mention Bully, it's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, dude, that game was great.
I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just saying I didn't think it did that well.
No, well, I don't think it did, but hasn't
it stopped before. It was a really enjoyable game. The problem was on the 360, it was glitchy.
Yeah, it was glitchy as shit. But
wait. Did you just say a Rockstar game was glitchy?
Well, Bully was so much more intense.
Here's the deal.
It doesn't get the pass.
There was a little animation every time on the 360 version where if you went and sat down in your desk, he'd do a complete 360.
Dude, I don't want to tell you about some of the glitches I've run into in Infamous 2.
Oh, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
What? It's still a phenomenal game, but, you know, come on.
Well, I think any open world game is prone to glitchiness, period. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, and then people want more and more stuff. You want people walking down the street with groceries and random people doing random things. Like, that's a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, cut them some slack with the glitches. That's what I say. And what I say goes.
I still like the dude that had a seizure on me in L.A. Noir when I was chasing him down the street.
What happened?
Epilepsy is a real thing.
I was chasing him down the street in one of the chase scenes, and like he bumped into somebody, and then his body just went all like convulsive, and he fell on the ground and started wobbling around. And I'm like,
he didn't have a seizure; he was breakdancing.
Dude, that's some broken breakdancing. That's nothing I ever seen. What's his name from Breaking 2 do? Electric Boogaloo.
So what about, you know, they did it 2 years ago. You think they'll do it again? Left 4 Dead 3?
Oh, God.
No.
I love that series, but it's done.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think it's done. There's just nothing else you can do. If you want to make more stuff for that game, just add on.
Yeah. Put it on the PS3.
What?
That's going to happen. Isn't
it? Late to the party?
No one will play it. The only way that works is if you do it through Steam.
Which they very well could do, or, you know.
Make it a downloadable title that anybody who already owns the Steam versions gets on their PS3.
Yeah, right.
Well, bam!
Hey, I got a game.
Okay.
Wombat would love this. A game based on Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's announced.
Yeah, they've already announced it.
Yeah, and they've actually already made games based on Game of Thrones. And actually, I shouldn't say Game of Thrones based on A Song of Ice and Fire.
Like, as in video games?
Well, no, they have tabletop strategy games.
Yeah, Fantasy Flight makes them. There's a living card game, and there's Battle of Westeros, which is...
Wait, that show that just came out on HBO? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
it's based on books.
let's not call it that show that just came out. Let's call it that, five-book fantasy...
you
collection that came
getting,
out.
Getting kind of touchy there, aren't you? Getting kind of touchy?
No, I just... It is what it is.
Okay, well, I mean, I know it as that show. I didn't know it was books. So, see, you've educated me, and I appreciate that, because I didn't know it was
books. You should go read them if you have about 1,000 pages apiece to spare.
Oh, my God.
I'm in the middle of the first one right now. Finally.
Jesus. All right, I may pick it up. Okay.
All right, I have a game that has not yet been announced, but I think is highly likely. A game based on Stephen King's The Dark Tower series, because they're working on movies and TV shows.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Do you really think it would be awesome?
It would be
I enjoy
awesome.
The Dark Tower. The Dark Tower series is awesome.
I understand that you enjoy The Dark Tower. I enjoy The Green Lantern. I really don't expect the game to be worth a shit.
Hey, but you know what? That game was awesome.
I don't want the game to be based on the movies. I want the games to be based on the movies.
Well, they won't be. That's... What demo? Where'd you play a demo of Green Lantern?
At Best Buy.
Oh, I didn't know Best Buy was running a demo.
Uh-huh. Did the Manhunters rise?
Rise of the Manhunters.
Actually, out of the ground. I was kind of disturbed. But yes, it was an okay demo.
I don't know. If you're gonna release a movie, you're not going to base the game on the books. Seriously. You're going to base it on the movie. You're going to bring
why, you're making me sad in the pants.
You're a gamer. You should know better.
I know. I'm an optimistic gamer.
Yeah, right. He is hoping against logical hope.
Have you heard me mention Killer Instinct? There's dreams to be crushed.
This is true.
E3, where your dreams go to die.
My dreams of Killer Instinct have died for the last 4 years. I'm done. I hope that means they announce it.
See, if only you had stopped 3 years ago, it would have came out.
I could see them probably releasing the Xbox Live Arcade.
You know what? I've thought of that for the last 3 years, and it still ain't happened.
Well, wait, a new one? Or
the original.
Oh, okay.
You know, just HD it, put it on XBLA, make it online. You'd make a lot of people happy, and you'd make a lot of money, but no.
Too busy making Kinect Sports.
You know, I mean, come on, look, Warner Brothers did it. They're releasing all three Mortal Kombat games on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN for $10. It don't take a whole lot, and it makes a lot of money.
I have another one that I think that I would really enjoy. It's Jade Empire 2.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
BioWare.
Do you think BioWare is going to do that? No, they're going to hand it over to Obsidian to ruin.
If they do that, and I'm fucking killing people at BioWare.
Dude, BioWare's like turned into like a game factory. Ever since EA bought them, they used to release like one game every two or three years. Now it's like two or three games every year.
Yeah. Do you think they would overshadow Mass Effect 3 by announcing Jade Empire 2?
No.
Well,
what about Dragon Age? You don't think we hear anything out of Dragon
Age?
They've
already announced it.
Yeah.
Technically, they were saying, we're looking for people to work on Dragon Age 3, but, I mean,
we might see a good expansion to Dragon Age 2 announced.
Yeah,
something along the lines of Awakening, but I don't think we're going to see Dragon Age 3.
Oh yeah, we'll see it, and it'll be in the back of the instruction manual, coming 2013.
You know what I think actually may happen is Rockstar go ahead and announce a huge expansion for L.A. Noire.
I'll be interested in that, because from what I heard, they talked about they weren't going to do any more DLC. They were just going to release what was on the disc but was cut off.
Well, see, you know, we're about to, like, you know, do, like, a la Ballad of Gay Tony or, you know, The Lost and the Damned.
With new characters? I mean, I guess that's plausible. Which I won't talk about that ending.
I'm about to say, let's not talk about the ending there. But
I mean, yes, because I haven't finished it yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the ending. I finished it last night.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was fitting for the type of game it was trying to be.
Oh, my God. Now I kind of think I know where the ending is going to go.
Right, A.K.A. A kick in the nuts.
Hey.
No. You do that, right. Less it sounds like a chainsaw, and the more it sounds like the Incredible Hulk when he's running, or the Bionic Man.
That's the Bionic Man.
$6 million man.
Yeah.
All right, before I move on to the massive Twitter, does anybody have anything else that they would like
to? One thing that I want to say. My game of show, the game that I'm most looking forward to seeing more of, is Mass Effect 3. I will actually be disappointed if they have multiplayer like they originally said, because I think it's not necessary. I think it's going to cloud the issue. If they want to release a spin-off Mass Effect game that's a multiplayer game set in that universe, be my guest.
But what about co-op?
Co-op might be interesting.
Mm.
But you're that getting further and further away from RPG and more into action RPG.
Shooter.
Right.
So, anyway, that's all I wanted to say about Mass Effect.
All right, I'm going to do one last thing before we do the tweets. I'm going to go around to everybody, and you're going to predict who's going to have the best show. Microsoft, Sony, or Nintendo. So I will start with Drew.
Mm-hmm. All right. Microsoft has potentially the best showing due to the fact that if they have stuff. But as of right now, I mean, I know what Sony has, and I think they're the ones that's going to win.
All right. Terrence?
Forever the optimist. Microsoft.
All right. Wombat?
I think it's going to be Sony, because I think they have the most to lose.
Michael?
I think it's going to be Sony.
Damn.
Because... Well, here's why.
Getting kind of lonely on this island, fellas.
I see that.
I'm not going to lie to you.
The justification I have is that every time Microsoft has had a big announcement coming, all of the people who I follow on Twitter from Microsoft, Nelson, Stephen Flews, a couple of other guys, they've kind of said, we can't wait to show you what we've got at E3. There's been none of that. Like, there's been no, it's like, all right, E3's coming. No, like, we're really excited. I mean, either that or they're being really good about being tight-lipped.
I guess we'll find out.
And I'm already I'm not falling for it. So I'm left with Sony. Because I know, again, like Drew said, I kind of know what they're bringing to the table, and there's a lot, there's some titles that I'm excited about.
Well, I think with my next question, Terrence, you won't be on an island by yourself. Somebody else will be. Jason?
For me personally, I think Nintendo will be the best conference. New hardware is always an exciting thing, and with new hardware comes new
responsibilities.
Possibilities. Oh,
okay,
actually.
I'm sorry.
Possibilities.
New hardware responsibility sounds like somebody's having a baby.
However, I do want to be proven wrong.
All right, so we'll finish off with John.
No, I think it's a tough call. I think Sony and Nintendo are going to be interesting. I think Microsoft, sorry, Terrence, but...
really? You're going to leave me alone out here?
I'm going to leave you alone. Yeah, it's not looking good for them. You know, as Michael said, they've it doesn't seem like they've got anything to shout about. It's difficult. I'll plump for Sony because, as the guy said, we kind of know what's coming, and there are a lot of exciting things from them. And with Nintendo, we've got no idea what this Project Cafe is, and it could fall flat on its arse.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to stick my neck out there, and I'll join Terrence on the island.
Thank you. I built you a little hut.
We have to go back, Kate.
We have to go back to the island with my giant ugly beard. But I will see. I am optimistic that they've got to have something because I think they have too much to lose. And if they don't show it, then they're going to lose a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nintendo's going to be nice, but everybody kind of knows what's going to happen. Sony the same way. I think everybody knows what's coming. So Microsoft has the ability to surprise, and I think they may shock. So there you go.
I hope they do. I really hope.
I do too. All right, so I'm going to move over to the Twitter. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of them are just comments, so hopefully we'll get through them relatively quick. H-Dogger says, damn, feels like yesterday I was playing Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. Dude, why were you playing that and listening to the 100th episode?
Because he lost a bet.
He probably did, dude. I think Rare lost a bet when they made it.
Oh, jeez.
Freaker UK says, been listening since the first show.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He beats me then, because I started with around episode 10.
Damn.
And what's shocking is that he's still listening.
I know.
Oh.
Says, you've been making my Mondays brighter. Have a great 200th.
Thank you.
Shanghai 6 gave us a shout and said, big show today. Congrats. Unless my count is off. Like, dude, you're not counting really on your fingers, are you? Your car says, congratulations on 200. You guys should be proud of amazing milestone. I feel like you've become my mates over the years. You're all fun and entertaining. Really appreciate what you all do every week. Thank you for all that you do on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, congrats on 200. Never a dull moment with you dudes. Now you can have your own true Hollywood story.
I have no idea what that means.
It's a Hollywood thing.
Okay.
He also says, to add, I beat L.A. Noir and never been so happy to ship a game back to Gamefly.
Ouch.
Wow.
Ooh, harsh words indeed.
And he said, fuck that game, fuck that boring game, and fuck that construction.
Wow. I believe what he said was Constructicon, and I got really confused.
Yeah, but I think he meant construction, because if you beat the game, you'll understand that a little more.
Okay. I was hoping it was Constructicon.
No, not Constructicon. He actually did spell it Constructicon, true, but that's not what it was. He also says, can't remember exactly what my first episode was. It was like 3 years ago, but someone was bitching about peanut butter being on their mug.
Wow, I don't remember that at all.
Damn, I don't remember that. Your car says, my favorite moment on the show was when the boogeyman was on and his greeting was vagina.
Oh, how we miss thee.
Did he say anything else besides vagina?
Probably not.
Not in his entire run on the show.
And probably titties, maybe.
Your car says, plus, and I'm quoting, that crazy black guy. I forget his name every time. He was the one who would bring down the house. Funny guy. What is he up to these days? Well, there, you can answer that question because you're here.
That crazy black guy?
That's you. They're either talking about you or me.
Oh, Ron, you couldn't be any more white if you were a glass of milk.
Oh, man. That's funny.
See? Episode 200, and you are in the tweets.
I appreciate that. That makes me feel good. Makes me feel good.
He also says, back in 09, we played Word Association. Word was vagina.
Wow. Spooky Man was on.
He said, had to say the first thing in mind. Ken said, freaking sweet. And Gambus said, boogeyman. He also said the new intro that lasted 2 weeks ended up as the closing track and the soundboards. Arnold was funny. Che Morongo says one of his favorite moments was the discussion of Canadian royalty. That was classic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I remember that. That was good.
See, Gambus, you are the sole source of entertainment on this show. I'm going to go ahead and read Silfos. He says, not exactly a quote per se, but it makes me chuckle when Wombat says, really? When he is interested yet surprised by something.
Really?
Really?
There you go. All
right. Key134 says, I'm going to do a tweet for each person on the show saying why they're a great member of the show. So here it goes. First up, Gambus Khan, you have unique taste in games, and it's always good to hear your theories.
Oh, thank you.
Next up is Wombat. I thought it was hilarious how you used to try and talk to the soundboard. I also like the your mom jokes.
So is your mom.
Just for you, buddy.
Next up is Frustrated Fury. You give good detail when you talk about games and your fondling, almost like it's a review. It's good.
Oh, thank you.
Killer Wolverine. The swearing and cussing is just brilliant. Your fondling has me in stitches most of the time.
Thank you.
You can't, like, he's in the room.
You can't speak for him.
Fuck you.
John
that
W.
That may be what he would say, but go ahead.
Yeah.
John W. You have similar taste in games to me. You guys both like Lego games or something. I always look forward to hearing what you are playing.
Oh,
and then finally he comes to me. He says, you say what you're thinking even if it's going to piss people off. I admire that. I'm very good at that.
Yes, you are. You're the ultimate troll.
I am the ultimate troll. It's fun.
He's got that permanent troll face.
He says, so have a great episode 200, and here's to your next 200. If you keep making them, I'll keep listening to them.
Awesome.
Quality Beat says, congrats on 200. Keep doing what you're doing. Cheers. H-Dogger says, what object am I allowed to possess or haunt in the N4G underground cave when I die?
There's a cave?
I didn't know about the cave.
You can possess and haunt the Mr. Rogers soundboard.
That was pretty haunting. Silfo says, come to think of it, I also have an E3 related question. If E3 had a theme song, what would it be?
Wow.
Something about disappointment.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
I can't get no satisfaction.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah. There you go.
Hopefully, Sony's hoping their song this year won't be It's Too Late to Apologize.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. It is.
Irike 1992 says, congrats on 200th episode, and this might be difficult to answer, but what's your best memory from all the episodes?
I know mine.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Drew. What's your favorite?
All right, it was a long time ago. It was whenever you were doing the best games of, I think, 2008. It was whenever BioShock first came out. And it was back then it was just you, Ken, Gambus, and Wombat. Killer Wolverine hadn't joined you guys again. And you guys were sitting there talking, and Gambus came up to his number two, which was BioShock. He said, if Adolf Hitler and Walt Disney made a, well, how do they say it? Made a insane thrill ride through a secular hell. That game would be Bioshock. And Ken said, I think you just offended the entire world. And then, like, the whole time, Ken's just laughing his ass off. And there is a, he says his number one was Super Mario Galaxy. He said, if Skittles was the spiritual successor to Gummy Bears, then Super Mario Galaxy is the successor to Super Mario 64.
Oh, my God.
And Ken cannot stop laughing.
Dude,
I thought he was going to die whenever he was doing that.
Oh, God, that is hilarious. See, and that's why Gambus Khan is the man.
Oh, God.
Seriously. Oh. John, you acted like you had one?
Yeah, again, Gambus-related, really. One of the best memories I've got is, well, for being on the podcast, is the pedometer. It just... the black van with the blacked-out windows and the, hey, you are kiddie, I've got a bag of sweetie. Oh, just brilliant stuff, and just... makes me laugh every time I think about it.
Dude, that picture makes me laugh every time I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that photo. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. You know, I think as far as, like, good memories and stuff, I think the episode where we had the fudge stripe cookies, I don't think I had...
Yeah, that was a funny one, too.
As much fun doing an episode as we did doing that. That's back
I think that was only, like, the third or fourth episode.
I know, but it was just like... It was the first time we ran a joke into the ground.
Yeah. Well, first of many.
I was about to say, the first of many.
Yeah, the first of very many, but, you know, that became one of our calling cards. We're going to run this joke way into the ground.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I remember I have fond memories of the very first episode, with the exception of the incredibly offensive joke that I wish I never would have made.
I need to find a sound clip of that and play it back.
No, let's
you
not.
You can get that episode on iTunes.
Yeah.
let me go there right now, just in case I need to take a ride to your house.
I have some fond memories of, actually, of episode 100, the lost episode that we never
heard. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so wish I could have ever heard that.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then for some reason, I don't know why it stands out, but one of the bits that we did that really stands out to me, and I don't even remember it word for word, but was the when we were talking about how the Goombas from Super Mario Brothers probably have to go to counseling because they're afraid, they're walking back and forth all day afraid that a fat bummer's going to jump on their head. I remember that being a pretty funny sketch.
Oh, my God.
And that's how psychiatrists explain social anxiety disorder.
You know what's funny and sad at the same time is, you know, we don't actually write any of this stuff. We just goose kind of do it on the fly, and that's why most of the time it's not very funny.
You know what's funny too is until we started doing this show, I used to watch interviews with people on TV, like long running TV series, and people would ask them about moments from the show, and they would be like, "Oh, I don't even remember that." And I would always think, what do you mean you don't remember it? You were there. You acted it out. You did it. And now people mention stuff from the show to me, and I'm like, I don't even remember saying that. And I'm sure they're thinking, what do you mean you don't remember saying that?
You were there.
You were there.
Dude, I barely remember what we said last week. I know there was a really funny thing that happened last week that I can't even remember what happened.
I don't even remember it.
I remember the Dave Coulier thing.
Alan Rickman and the Dave Coulier posse.
Yeah.
Is that a band or something?
I don't think John will get that joke.
Yeah, it was...
Alan Rickman was the guy from Die Hard. Yeah, the guy from Die Hard.
Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
The bad guy.
I know who Alan Rickman is.
Yeah,
he's British.
He's one of those people.
Right. Well, we were trying not to be offensive and think that all British people know each other. Our bad. Man,
hold on a second. We covered this already. British is not a race.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
So I mean, I'm allowed Terrence to say is you having people coffee with Denzel Washington.
Right. And then right after this, I have a 5 o'clock with Will Smith. So I mean,
oh my God, you all know each other.
Damn. All right. Anybody else before I move on?
Let me see. there's so many incredible memories. I always loved the episodes where we all got together, you know, where we had a big crowd of people, you know, just, you know, Boogeyman, Terrence, you know.
He forgot everybody else's name.
So. Yeah,
I'm honored that mine was said.
Some other people.
Gabe doesn't even remember. Yeah, Gabe doesn't even remember the people he does the show with.
I think Matthew was there. Was it Matthew there? Or?
I was also fond of the episode where it was Zero Tolerance, Kill Wolverine, and myself, and we were in a garage taping the episode.
I remember that. God.
And wasn't it like kind of like cold out or something?
Well, it was cold, and we kept picking up sound effects from the background, which was hilarious.
That was still back. I missed that episode, and that was back in the days where we were still huddled around one mic in the center of the room, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
So I'll replicate that experience now.
Oh, my God. Damn.
I'll go ahead and say it. I listened to you guys for years, you know, and you guys are the reason why I got into podcasting. You know, and you guys are the reason why I started, I'm serious, and the reason why I started writing, you know, reviews and stuff like that, and all of a sudden I'm working for you guys, and it's awesome. I mean, you guys are some of the best people I've ever worked with, and, you know, I mean, I feel like I know you guys, you know.
I think so, I cried a little. I did.
I appreciate all you guys. You guys are hilarious, and you guys are my friends, and, you know, it's... You know, everybody out there that's listening, you know, they think that we're just some, like, big hotshots or something like, you know, like,
you
know.
I don't think anybody thinks that.
Satoom said it that one time where he was like, you guys, you know, take time out of your day to respond to us and stuff. I'm like, dude, we're just regular guys who like talking about video games.
The only hotshot in this show is Gambus Khan, okay?
Gambus Khan.
And even he thinks he's Everdale just like everybody.
Yeah, he doesn't even know it.
Oh,
I'm just some silly, crazy guy. ADD and forgets people's names all the time.
You're not wrong there.
Gambus is just like everybody else. He puts his silky Dragon Ball Z shirts on one sleeve at a time.
And what's sad is he really does wear them. You need to see that.
If I had a Dragon Ball Z shirt, I'd wear it too.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
I can just imagine ladies are going to be going to bed wishing that they could wrap themselves in a Gambus Dragon Ball Z shirt.
You should market those.
Dude, we've talked about it for years.
I don't think we have any ladies listen, do we?
Oh, well, that's not true.
If we have anybody, I'm going to put this call out there. If we have anybody that listens to our show that's a really good artist and that draws, like, anime caricatures, I would love somebody to draw an action anime caricature of Gambus Khan. Doing something. Yes. I don't even care what it is.
Hold the samurai sword.
We can put it on a
t-shirt. Being angry.
We can put jumping it on out a t-shirt, van. Dude. Seriously.
Jumping out of a van.
A rickety van.
Springing to action out of a van with no windows.
A rickety van.
Why don't you have a seat?
So you know somebody's going to draw that now.
I hope.
Hopefully.
Please, no vans.
No heads, hey.
Hey, Gambus, have you ever shown your wife that picture of you in the van?
No, but I described it.
Oh, okay. you can't really get the same effect until you see it.
Yeah, she got a chuckle out of it.
Ah, dude, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. All right, I'm going to move on. GrayF34 says, congrats on getting to 200, making us laugh every week. Hope to be doing this again on episode 300. My E3 prediction is that Sony will do fine and announce a price drop for the PS3, which is one thing we didn't mention. Price drops?
Yeah,
I'll be interested to see if there's any. Yeah, I don't think anybody cares either. So.
I doubt it will happen for the PS3, though.
Yeah, we don't know. He also says, oh, I lost it. Gambus, I'm loving Legend of Heroes. 30 hours in and only on the third chapter.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I'm really happy that at least somebody is playing the game now and discovering that it's a really awesome role playing game. Yep. All
right.
On the flip side, if we want to make you angry, we should say don't play that game. Everybody wants more angry Gambas.
Just make fun of Bango.
Yeah. IFHD says this is not the 200th episode because Gambas did not appear in all of the previous ones.
What are the other ones? N4G Podcast Guidance?
Yeah, just minus Gambas. ShotCaller33 says, I never thought when I started at episode 20 that I would be sticking with the show at 200. Well done, Jim.
Neither did we.
Congrats. Yeah, no, we didn't either. We thought we'd make about 20, 25.
Yeah.
We thought we'd do it every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which we did for a while.
Yeah.
He also says, Akio Otsuka or David Hayter as Snake? Dude, you... David Hayter is Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He also says, what games do you want from Hideo Kojima using his new engine?
I haven't even looked at it.
I watched the video. It's kind of weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it either.
I mean, it's well, I mean, if you can call anything Kojima does weird. There you go.
Thing is, really weird.
Everybody click that now.
What was weird about that video was that
we should put that on Twitter
awesome.
So people know what we're talking about. That is
oh,
the best
holy shit.
Oh man.
Dude, is there a wizard on the side of that van?
I think
yes.
There is.
Yes, there is.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's is it awesome.
Is that a dragon as well?
You know something about that when you hit the horn on that van, it goes na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I'm gonna have to show my wife that picture.
Okay.
That's got to be on Twitter.
Anyway. Gab Spana says, congratulations on 200. I look forward to listening every week to you lot and always enjoy. Carry on in what you do. Alright, IFHD has a bunch of tweets. He says, to Gamus and crew, did you face any problems buying games like Hyperdimension Neptunia because of the content?
No, we're all over the age of 18.
Yes.
Hyperdimension.
Why over the
you
age
wouldn't
of
18? You wouldn't want to buy that anyway. What do you want to review?
He also says, to Gambas and crew, apparently you're the leader, Gambas. To Gambas and crew, will you get Catherine Collector's Edition? How will you explain it to Mrs. Gambas? I asked you this question on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out myself. But
I think the game will suffice for me.
Yeah. Especially since I've got to get it imported.
He also says, to Gambas, this guy's your fan, dude. Do you face any challenges playing cute or Mo games?
Mo money.
I don't really play Mo games.
I know you play very few games. You barely ever play Mo games.
Yeah. Mo money. I mean, the games I play, I mean, I don't really play a lot of, well, like the Japanese games I usually play are usually, you know, role-playing games and fighting games and stuff like that. I mean, I don't really... I mean, if his question is like aimed at like the games where it's like questionable like adult content, I'm not really into that, you know. It's just I just like to play games that I think has interesting premises. Like, well, Catherine, kind of like, you know, is kind of both that. I think Catherine is interesting because it's almost like a mystery. It's like the video game equivalent of a, you know, like a thriller mystery, you know. So that's why I'd be interested in a game like that. But other than that, I'm not really interested in the adult content for the sake of adult content games.
Are we talking about a specific game that I have missed that it has this adult content that y'all are, like the dude is talking about, or
Catherine?
Catherine.
Well, besides that, that's the only one he's talking about, because I mean, I played the demo to Catherine, but...
No, he's just referring to Mo games or cutesy games like Trouble Witches or Death Smiles, I guess, stuff like that.
I got you. Okay.
All right, it's time to power. We got about 8 minutes. We got like 25 tweets, so let's go. What is the worst thing that could happen at E3?
Oh, can I take that one?
Just one word answer. Go ahead.
PSN.
Okay. Game that you won at E3 no one talks about. I think we already kind of answered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need E3? Yeah.
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 Yep.
Evad LOL says, congrats on 200 shows, loyal listener for about 50 of them. You guys are my favorite gaming podcast. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to IFHD. Should all follow Konami's example and record their E3 conference. I thought they did.
I think he means pre-record, and no.
Oh.
The Konami thing was a waste of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How will you not miss this E3? I don't even understand that.
How will you not miss with my probably, DVR?
Right, how are we watching it? You know,
how are we not there, I think, is his question.
We're not there because they suck.
Yeah.
Period. Next up. Should games be free with paid DLC like iPhone apps? iPhone apps aren't all free. best female character in Demon Souls? What?
Oh?
My best the Never best female it. Character? I made Home a female character named Hernandez.
Awesome.
Hernandez.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Best female character in Metal Gear.
Meryl.
Dude, it's the boss. I don't know how you could not say the boss.
Oh,
I don't know.
A, B, or C. None of the above. Okay, I'm moving on to real. H-Dogger said, for so long I had thought the boogeyman had died, and that's why he hadn't been on the show.
No, he's still alive.
Wow. Wow.
Fixer says, since you can only have so many people on the show, you should rotate guests, such as Professor Chaos, Boogeyman, Jay Borsick, and Michael Futter.
I don't know that there's a limit on how many people we could have on the show.
No, but if we have too many, then you see what happens.
Yeah.
We run like 3-hour shows.
Yeah.
He says, but everyone you guys have had on have been excellent, so keep doing what you're doing. Thank you, sir. Neo Spawn says, congrats on 200. It's been fun. I hope you guys are around for another 200. Radio PM says, so episode 200, congratulations on the milestone. Have you guys noticed Gamba sounds like Bill Cosby when saying, aww? Oh, that's awesome. Settled Falcon says, hey, N4G dudes, thanks for the 200 episodes of awesomeness. Love the show big time. I also like Russian midget porn.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks for sharing, guys. We appreciate that.
So much better than German poop porn.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. T-Gamers Paradise says, congratulations. I can't wait for episode 500. I bet it's going to be effing epic. Until then, I'm going to enjoy 200. And remember, I need my E3 Skyrim fix, even if ZT will probably ignore it. God damn it, it's going to be insane, I hope. Neospawn says, oh yeah, have you guys watched the new Tomb Raider trailer? Awesome, the new Lara Croft is smoking. I'd like to transfer her.
Wow!
Transferring.
Oh my god. Yes, I saw the trailer and it's badass.
Yeah.
Settled Falcon says, we need more Angry Gambus Khan.
I love Angry Gambus Khan.
And the last two tweets, I'm going to read them. They're from IFHD again. He says, have you seen the devil? Have you seen the death?
The death? Is he a wrestler?
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
Weighing in at 225 pounds.
The death.
The death. He also says, Brave Story New Traveler will no longer be available on PSN due to an impending expiration date. Can we trust digital distribution? Man, we have beat that horse.
Yeah.
We
shall see.
So, that's it. That's the 200 episode tweets. That's the 200 episode E3 predictions. That's the 200 episode epicness of 7 people on the show, or 6 by Wombat Count.
Derp.
So, that's the end of the show. Does anybody have anything they want to say before we kill it?
Yes.
Well, then go ahead, motherfucker.
Me and Michael do. We are going to be doing two special E3 podcasts. They're going to be, hopefully, recorded tomorrow evening and Tuesday after the Nintendo press conference, where we will be discussing what's happened, what's gone on, and having a little chit-chat about it. Possibly Drew will be there, is that correct?
Correct.
Lovely, that would be brilliant. So, join us three as we talk E3. Two special podcasts, they won't run too long, certainly not like this one, so you should be fine to listen on the bus.
Alright, does anybody else have anything?
I got one shout-out.
Just one?
Just one, because
all the people that showed you love, all you got is one, you should be shout-out to the Twitter universe. I mean, that's what you need to be saying.
Yeah, well, but he's too big for that, dude.
I know.
Well,
here's at least a shout-out to Matthew. I mean,
yeah, big shout-out to Matt there. Yeah. This is a special shout-out to a podcast that actually talks about us a lot from, like, episode to episode.
And who's talking about us?
Willis.
Yep, it's the Willis podcast.
So we're what Willis is talking about.
Oh, what you talking about?
No, Willis. I mean, out of all the shout-outs that I usually do every week, one of those, like, I usually, you know, shout out podcasts, other podcasts. One podcast in particular talks about us a lot, and that is the Front Towards Gamer podcast. So yes. Throughout the, you know, the, because that show has been going on for over a year now, for the past year or so, Shanghai Six has been mentioning us, you know, maybe not every episode, but usually every two or three episodes, or sometimes every episode. So I just want to give one big shout out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast.
Definitely. Awesome guy.
Yeah.
And if I can be cheesy for just 1 minute, I just want to say thanks to everybody that listens to the show. Whether you listen to one episode or all 200, I think we all appreciate that from you guys.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the cheesy thing that I've kind of always said about the show is that our podcast doesn't have fans, it has friends. And it's the best thing to me about the fact that we've been doing this so long is that we've all, I think, made a lot of really good friends from doing this. So I thank everybody that listens to the show.
We are very happy to do it, and we will only continue to do it as long as you guys continue to listen and enjoy it.
Right.
Because then, you know, that's that we do it for you guys. It's fun. It's fun for everybody. And, yep. And we love it when you give us feedback, and we love it when you listen. And that's 200 in the book.
I would also just like to say thanks for having me again. I'm just really honored to be.
No problem, Matthew.
and I would also like to say thank you for having me. I know I'm only here because you have to have a black guy.
I have to meet my quota for HR.
Affirmative action.
I know. I affirmative action. I understand that's when I'm here, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Well, we hope to have you back on, hopefully before 300, sir.
Well, you should. You should. I'm off on Sundays now. So,
all right, well, there you go. All right, so does anybody else have anything before I close this out?
Thanks for everything.
You're welcome, Drew.
I went from listening to being on the show, so that's freaking awesome.
There you go. So, Mr. Khan, for the 200th time in your life, would you be so kind as to get us out of here?
And it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
It's me, Mario! This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.